News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. If he wins Senate confirmation, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will hold a key cabinet post in the new Trump administration. The president-elect is nominating him for Health and Human Services Secretary. Announcing his choice of North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary, Mr. Trump promises amazing things.
We're going to do things with energy and with land, interior, that is going to be incredible.
Former Georgia GOP Congressman and Air Force Reserve Chaplain Doug Collins, Mr. Trump's pick for Veterans Affairs Secretary.
A lawyer by trade and a member of Congress in 2013 to 2021, Collins is a staunch supporter of Trump and was one of his biggest defenders in the House during Democratic-led impeachment hearings against the then-president. Since leaving Washington, D.C., he served as legal counsel for Trump. Collins joined the Air Force Reserve in 2002 after serving 2 years as a Navy chaplain in the mid-1990s. He later deployed to Iraq in 2008 as part of the 94th Air Wing at Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia. Trump said in a statement, Collins would be a great advocate for current and former service members. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A pro-Trump senator advising GOP colleagues don't oppose the Trump cabinet nominees.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is a staunch Trump ally and warns GOP colleagues who oppose his nominees or legislation that, quote, we're going to try to get you out of the Senate. He told Fox Business News Republicans who oppose Trump nominees should get out of the way. In fact, the U.S. Constitution calls on senators to advise and consent on nominations, but Tuberville says Trump's big margin of victory gives him a strong mandate and that he deserves to assemble the team he wants to carry out his agenda. Bob Agner reporting.
An upbeat report on retail sales heading into the all-important holiday shopping season. The government says sales rose solidly in October. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 159 points, NASDAQ futures off 195. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. Because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The FBI's Baltimore office is asking for help to identify a man who may have information on the identity of a child in an ongoing sexual exploitation investigation. The agency has posted images of John Doe 49 and five of his tattoos. A tattoo on the right side of the man's chest has the word Dabby, and on the left bicep there's a 196. Tattoo. John Doe 49 is described as a white man between 45 and 65 years old, bald with a dark goatee. The FBI believes the image of him was produced on or before July of 2024. Baltimore police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital at around 2:30 p.m. after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to police, the 36-year-old man was shot in the 2900 block of Borman Avenue. And his injuries are not life-threatening. There's no word on what led to the shooting, and police are looking for a suspect. Stein on sports, and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies, and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. All eyes on the Ravens secondary Sunday in Pittsburgh is now with Russell Wilson under center and George Pickens and Mike Williams on the outside. The long ball is back in play in Steel City, which increases the focus on Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey, healthy again and playing at a Pro Bowl level. First, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
He needs no endorsement from me. He's got a resume that bears that out. I can think back to 2019. We're in the fifth quarter in a tight ball game with these guys, and we complete a significant over that's probably going to put us in position to win the game. But Marlon comes in with a hammer and dislodges the ball from Juju Smith-Schuster and then recovers it, and they win that game.
And then teammate Arthur Millett, who's been on both sidelines in this series.
Honestly, it's been great. You know, Marlon's back to his old self. He doesn't have those nagging injuries. He's playing at an all-pro level, high-level, all-pro Marlo, right? I mean, he's doing it by example, not by talking, so I have none but respect for that guy.
Terps football trying to resurrect its season with three games left to play. After a 3-1 start, they've lost four of five, and they remain two wins still shy of bowl eligibility.
This is playoff football. It's kind of what I told our team. It's our version of the playoffs, meaning if we win, we advance. We lose, we make it a little tougher to advance, and so our players understand that.
Head coach Mike Locksley, Terps host Rutgers tomorrow in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It was a chilly day yesterday, but the temperature's getting warmer today into early next week. And no signs of rain. 56 today, 62 tomorrow, 64 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
It's 42 in Westminster, 43 in Easton, and 43 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, happy Friday. You've made it to the end of the week. Exciting times. I say that because the Republicans keep on winning and winning and winning. I'm just not getting tired of it. I don't know about you, but I love it. I really do. Of course, we have a lot to talk about today. Matt Gaetz is still dominating the headlines. As I mentioned on the morning drive with Bruce Elliott, we have the polling results. I want to get to that with you. Also, Senator Van Hollen from Maryland weighed in on the, I guess you could say, all the drama surrounding Representative Matt Gaetz being tapped for Attorney General. We'll get to that audio as well. And then also, I want to talk about these young scholars that pulled up to their school in Baltimore County yesterday in a stolen vehicle with a loaded handgun in their backpack. I mean, are you kidding me? And of course, one of those juveniles got to go right home afterwards. Right home. What do you think his mother or father said to him? Yeah, we'll talk about that because I got a lot to say about that and how awful that must be for the parents that have their children at school in such a situation. But we'll get into that. Also, Attorney General Anthony Brown here in the state of Maryland is being absolutely ridiculous. He wants money from the state, which is your tax dollars, to fight against President Trump. Now, of course, we're broke, right? We talked about this yesterday. We're headed towards a fiscal crisis in the state of Maryland, but he wants money to fight President Trump, even though Trump overwhelmingly won the popular vote. And even though the state of Maryland is still lagging behind in common sense as a majority, many states across this country know exactly what's their best interest. So we'll get into all of that. But as I mentioned, I first want to get into what's going on with Matt Gaetz. I have the polling numbers here for you. Just so you know, whenever we do a poll here, you can go to WCBM.com and it's right on the homepage. You don't have to scroll or anything. It's right there. This poll was just a simple yes or no. And we asked, do you like Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida? Do you like the fact that he has been tapped to be the attorney general by President Trump? And it was overwhelmingly yes. 73% of you said yes, you love that Matt Gaetz is going to be the AG. From what I could tell online in general, I think that's kind of the feeling, you know, that you kind of get across the country. Of course, there are some anti-Trumpers that aren't happy about it. There's some anti-America First people that aren't happy about it. And then, of course, you've got, you know, Democrats that are just not happy in general, right? I mean, they're not happy about anything. So they're complaining about absolutely everything. But, you know, a lot of people were posting online yesterday saying, look, you know, is he really going to be that bad? Like, you really don't know. And I just don't think he is. I mean, when you have someone that is the head of a department, remember, there's also others in the department, right? And so President Trump did choose Todd Branch to be the deputy attorney general. And everybody, well, really a lot of Republicans, even the establishment Republicans, they're happy about that. So it's not like it's just, you know, a department that has just one person, which is Matt Gaetz, okay? There are going to be many people working in this department underneath him. There are many people that most likely will stay in this department that was there previously when President Trump was in the office back in 2016. And, you know, they might come back, might stay. I think the word was that Merrick Garland did keep on some individuals from the Trump administration. And, you know, many of those were anti-Trumpers, if we're being honest. But it's, you know, I think, why not give him a chance? Why not give him a chance? I mean, we saw what Merrick Garland did. We saw what the DOJ, we saw what the FBI did. They went after mothers at school board meetings. I mean, is it really, I mean, are you really that upset about Matt Gaetz? I know some people are thinking, well, now he's going to have revenge and da-da-da-da and, you know, all these other things. I hope it doesn't get to that point, right? I hope that we are trying to at least come together somewhat. But at the same time, you know, when something is wrong, something is wrong. And I think we have so many people that are just, you know, elitist. And I say especially the Democrats in office, they're elitist and they think that they are correct and they are right. And sometimes they leave common sense at the door. And that's a fact. I mean, how many times were we told to trust the science during the COVID pandemic? And then right afterwards, we were told by those same people telling us to trust the science that biological men can absolutely compete with biological women in all sports. I thought we were trusting science. No? No? So that's my thing. It's like, you know, let's see how this goes. I did, again, like I said, I wanted to get into Senator Van Hollen's comments about this. He sat down with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost to weigh in. I thought it was interesting because, you know, I would say Senator Van Hollen's probably the most anti-Semitic senator right now on Capitol Hill. And I really don't care what he has to say about anybody, considering his comments when it comes to Israel. But let's take a listen.
Well, when I saw that, I had a one-word response, which is insane. I mean, this is insane. I mean, presidents are, of course, entitled to nominate people to head federal agencies, and Donald Trump has done that. And he's made other appointments, which, you know, we'll have to have the hearings through the process and see what their responses are. But with Matt Gaetz, as we've learned, the House of Representatives Ethics Committee was on the verge of releasing a very critical report about him. We don't need to get into all the details of the allegations against him, which the Ethics Committee in the House, which is bipartisan, split 50-50, apparently was about to issue a stinging report about. So, look, I think that this is a very bad choice. And I will say it's not at all clear to me that Matt Gaetz will have the votes in the United States Senate for confirmation, even with the Republican majority. And I very much hope that the new Republican leader, John Thune, Senator Thune, who I spoke with last night to congratulate him, I hope he doesn't surrender the Senate's constitutional powers for advice and consent when it comes to these nominees. We have a hearing process. We have a confirmation process. I know President-elect Trump wants to end run that entire process and allow him to do what are called recess appointments to short circuit the constitutional process. And I very much hope Republicans in the Senate will uphold the prerogatives and constitutional duties of the United States Senate.
Says the most anti-Semitic senator I've seen, I think, in my lifetime. Right? I mean, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, I was shocked that Mackenzie Frost, you know, had him in to get his comment on it. I really was. Because in my view, he should be ignored right now. But he commented, and that's what he had to say. But I wanted to play that for you, because if you heard there, he said that he believed the Ethics Committee was going to release this scathing report on Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, I also saw where the Ethics Committee has decided not to release any info in this quote-unquote scathing report. They voted to not release info. And you know why that is? I would guess, this is me taking a guess, I would guess because there's nothing really there. It's a nothing burger. Okay? Like, when you dig into this story, which I had the liberty of doing last night, because there was some leaks that came out of here, and we were told that the 17-year-old, she was 17 at the time, she's now in her 20s, but she was 17 at the time, and she came forward and said that she absolutely did have intimate relations with Representative Matt Gaetz. Now, I continued to read the report in which some people are saying, okay, these are some of the allegations made. Like I said, ABC News put out something last night as well. And again, there was no concrete evidence in this, right? But in that report, it did mention the gentleman that was friends with Matt Gaetz that was arrested. Remember, there is a guy that was arrested for human trafficking, and he is now serving 11 years. And he was the one that apparently was, I guess he was the connector, right? So he had like this young girl, and there were other young girls, and they would go to these parties in Florida. And it wasn't really made clear exactly if they were in Florida with all of these parties and these girls, because it also mentioned these individuals being on a flight, right? So they were flying back and forth to other places. And I guess that's how they were partying. And so they made these allegations that there were lots of drugs, there was all this other stuff going on at these parties. But it also alleged that this same individual, this young lady that came forward about Representative Matt Gaetz, it was alleged that she also had intimate relations with multiple other men that she lied to about her age. And she admitted, supposedly, like, again, this is all hearsay, right? This is all hearsay. She supposedly said that she also told Representative Matt Gaetz that she was older than 17 at the time, right? And so what, say this happened, because again, we don't even know if this happened. Say this happened. 17 years old. Can you tell the difference between a lot of 17-year-olds and 20-year-olds today? Possibly you can't. Maybe you can. To be honest with you, I really can't. I see a lot of people on social media, especially on Instagram, young girls today, and we have a lot of young girls dressing very mature and doing very mature things online, and then some people do find out that they're 16 or 17 years old. I'm not blaming her for being mature at 17. That's not what I'm doing here. What I'm saying is perhaps Representative Matt Gaetz believed her story that she was older than 18, right? That's all I'm saying here. Now, did he also note that this woman was at many of these parties that he was also at, and she was also, and at her admission, having intimate relationships with older men, you know, Matt Gaetz' age and older. So maybe he thought, if he saw that, again, all alleged, perhaps he thought that this girl was of age, right? I mean, if she's at all these parties, she's hanging out with all these men that are over the age of 25, and she's having intimate relationships with these men. I mean, are you, if you're Matt Gaetz, are you walking over saying, let me see your ID? Probably not. Probably not. You would think that possibly this girl is, as she said, over the age of 18. I'm throwing all this out here because, again, we don't have concrete evidence, but it's hard to imagine that there was really this scathing report from the Ethics Committee, considering absolutely nothing was leaked. Kevin McCarthy, as I mentioned previously, is one of the most powerful men that Washington, D.C. has ever seen. When he was being ousted as the Speaker, if there was really a scathing report from the Ethics Committee, it would have been dropped at that time. If you recall, Kevin McCarthy did a few interviews when he was being ousted, noting that Matt Gaetz was doing what he was doing because he was going to allow the Ethics Committee to release the findings of the investigation. And as a speaker, he could do that. And so he said that's why he believed Representative Gaetz was trying to oust him from the speakership. He said this himself. And so all I'm saying is when it got to the point where McCarthy was ousted, you would have thought it would have been dropped, you know, the information would have been dropped to the press at that time. And because there was no scathing report at that time, I think it signaled to many of us that there really isn't a scathing report. It's just not there. It just isn't. Because not only that, McCarthy picked up his toys and went home. Remember? Like, he literally left Congress. It wasn't that he's just no longer the speaker. He quit altogether. And then, during Matt Gaetz's primary, he dropped millions of dollars against Matt Gaetz and his primary opponent. And Matt Gaetz still, we talked about this yesterday, still won that seat. That's why I was surprised that he resigned from his seat so quickly. Because if he is not confirmed by the Senate, which could be a thing, because a lot of Republicans in the Senate do not like Matt Gaetz as well, I thought, wow, you know, he's going to lose his seat altogether, and he fought so hard to get that seat back. But of course, as I mentioned, I believe no matter what, he will have a place within the Trump administration. President Trump has made comments about Congressman Matt Gaetz, says that he loves him, that he believes in him, he believes he's going to do a great job as AG. And I, you know, at this point, I just don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. So, again, the Ethics Committee voted not to release the information. Does that mean that there won't be some leaks? There probably will be some leaks. Let's be honest. But is it a thing? Is there a there? I don't see it happening. Remember when we never found out who leaked the Dobbs decision? Nobody seems to care about that now, do they? We don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision. We have no idea whose cocaine was at the White House. There's so many things that we don't know that we never find out. But something like this, of course, they got to get on it. It's amazing to me. But anyways, those were the polling results. 73% of you say that you like the fact that Matt Gaetz has been tapped to be the AG. We'll keep our eyes on the story. I'm pretty sure Matt Gaetz is going to continue to dominate the headlines. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the current Trump roster, a lot of people that he has picked for the heads of departments. And also, Joy Reid and Don Lemon, they have a lot more in common than I realize. And I know they already had a ton in common, but we'll get into that when we get back.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning again. Happy Friday. Listen to Kim Klasick Live. And thank you so much for doing so. Don't forget, I am back 9 a.m. to 12 noon every weekday here at WCBM 680. I hope that you consider joining me every weekday. Have a lot of fun on this show. A lot of people call in, give their opinion. And don't forget, you can always give your opinion no matter what the topic is. So write down the number if you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We also have a text line, and if you download the WCBM app, you can text me right through that app live here in studio. And so we were talking about Representative Matt Gaetz and the fact that he's been tapped for the AG. Senator Van Hollen weighed in on it. I don't know why, but he did. You know, it was also interesting. Senator Van Hollen did not weigh in when one of the staffers in Senator Ben Cardin's office. Because, no, he did. Yeah, he worked in the office there in D.C. He was not in the district office at all. Was he from Maryland? I'm trying to remember. Well, anyways, if you guys remember, the staffer was caught filming, I guess you could say pornographic videos in the Senate chambers. And, you know, Senator Van Hollen had nothing to say about that. I just wanted to point that out because that was pretty disgusting. Nobody had anything to say about it. They all kind of brushed it under the rug. But Matt Gaetz, God forbid, he's tapped to be the AG, right? It's like, you know, they're very selective on what they're outraged by. I got a text here from Tiffany. Tiffany says, Kim, good morning. So where does Kevin McCarthy fit into all of this? Do you think he also knew the story was fake and has been lying about Matt this entire time? If so, he should sue him for defamation. This is horrible. Tiffany, I don't know. Here's the thing. And it's only because I know the circles a bit, right? Here's the thing. The gentleman that was arrested for human trafficking, really, that was a clear case, lots of evidence. He was the one facilitating a lot of these parties. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz attended these parties, and I happen to know that, but I don't think he knew that this guy was a human trafficker. I don't think he knew him that well. These are parties where hundreds of people attended. They were also on these flights going back and forth to different states. You know, they would go see a UFC fight in Las Vegas, then they would be in Florida, then they would be here in D.C. So I don't think he knew exactly what was going on. And this young lady who happened to be 17 at the time, I think, you know, as she admitted, she presented herself to be older. And I don't think Matt Gaetz card her or ID'd her, right? And so then there was also this talk of these Venmo payments, but there was no payment from Matt Gaetz. And they kept saying, and you're right, Tiffany, because, you know, there were a lot of rumors at the time during Kevin McCarthy's ousting. People kept saying, well, you know, you got to check Matt Gaetz's Venmo account. Well, the Ethics Committee did, allegedly. They did check his Venmo account, and they said that there was nothing there, which is why he wasn't charged like the guy was that got the 11 years. And so I think he was hanging out with the wrong crowd, and he got mixed in with the wrong people. And unfortunately, when you're in a position where you're a member of Congress, you've got to check everybody out. You've got to cross your T's and dot your I's. And so if anything, I would think that this is just a lesson learned. To be honest. All right, I want to just play this audio for real quick. Do I have time, Brian, for the Don Lemon audio? All right, let's take a listen.
Hi, everyone. I have loved connecting with all of you on Twitter and then on X for all of these years. But it's time for me to leave the platform. I once believed that it was a place for honest debate and discussion, transparency and free speech. But I now feel it does not serve that purpose. In addition, starting this Friday, November 15th, X is implementing new terms of service, which, among other things, states that, quote, all disputes be brought exclusively in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas or state courts located in Tarrant County, Texas, end quote. The full terms of service can be found on my written statement or on the X website. Now, as the Washington Post recently reported on X's decision to change the terms, this, quote, ensures that such lawsuits will be heard in courthouses that are a hub for conservatives, which experts say could make it easier for X to shield itself from litigation and punish critics. I think that speaks for itself. You can find me on YouTube at The Don Lemon Show, or on TikTok and Facebook at Don Lemon. and on Instagram and Blue Sky at Don Lemon Official. I hope you will join me there. Thanks.
All right. Don Lemon has left X, the platform, along with Joy Reid, Jamie Lee Curtis. There are so many people exiting. Lizzo has left the platform. But here's what I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put a guess out there. I'm going to make a bet. I bet they're back within 4 months. Because nobody loves to hear themselves talk more than Joy Reid and Don Lemon. Okay? They're going to want to weigh in. They can't help themselves. And so to say that, oh, now these cases for X, if you have any complaints, they'll be tried in Texas. That's a cop-out. That's a ridiculous, ridiculous reason to leave the platform. Anyways, they're gone, so be happy. If you're not on X, you can join now and not listen to Don Lemon. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some young scholars stealing cars in Baltimore County.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He says he wants to make America healthy again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's choice to head the Department of Health and Human Services. The President-elect says the war in Ukraine ranks extremely high on his list of foreign policy priorities. That, along with the war in the Middle East, putting an end to that. Mr. Trump, speaking last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago, introduced his nominee for Interior Secretary. That would be North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Opening statements today in the Athens, Georgia trial of Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra. The 26-year-old is charged in connection with the brutal killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. And at least 10 deaths reported in a nursing home fire in Zaragoza, Spain. Head of this morning's open on Wall Street, stock futures deep in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Steelers this Sunday for the 65th time since 1996. Steelers lead the regular season 35-25, 3-1 in the post. Most of those games have been between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. In fact, all of them since 2008. Here's Tomlin.
I think one of the awesome components of this rivalry is the continuity in the organizations. Man, I've been on my job a long time. Harbs has been on his job a long time. And I think that adds a texture and history to it.
In fact, these two coaches are the longest tenured in the league. Tomlin, 18 seasons. Harbaugh, 17 seasons. Andy Reid in Kansas City is next with 12. Local college basketball last night. Mount St. Joe grad Ace Valentine had a night. Off the bench for UMBC, Valentine posted a career-high 11 assists, leading UMBC to a 92-67 win over crosstown rival Coppin State. Meanwhile, tonight in College Park, after three tomato cans, Maryland basketball steps up in class with an 8 p.m. tilt against number 15 Marquette, led by one of the best players in the country, Cam Jones, 6'5 senior guard out of Memphis, Tennessee. Jones, top 30 NCAA in both points per game and assists per game. Head coach Kevin Willard on his team after three games.
The good thing is we've played three games to where we've seen three different styles that they've at least had to adjust. This is a new style. You know, we're going to have to do a lot of different pick and roll coverages that we haven't done just because of all the stuff Gold does.
And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got lots of clouds this morning, but there's no rain today and there's no rain through the weekend. In fact, this dry weather pattern holds until early next week. We'll get a break in the clouds later on today. And the temperatures warming up a little bit. 56 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. A mild day, 62. Sunday, 64 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Blindster started in 2010 in Kyle Cox's garage after he overpaid for new blinds. He researched the industry, hired his mom, and 14 years later, they're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. Yes, we are going to talk about these scholars in Baltimore County, but first, I got a text here from Mike in Pikesville. We were talking about Congressman Matt Gaetz and how people are saying, oh, the Ethics Committee had this scathing report against him, and he supposedly had intimate relations with an underage girl, but nothing has come out. Mike says, Kim, let's not forget the Congressional Sexual Harassment Slush Fund book. That's secrets. I don't think they want to put Gaetz because so many of them have secrets. Mike, you're right. If you guys recall, Mia Love, do you guys remember Mia Love? She was a female black Republican. Yes, she was out of Utah. And she was once on Capitol Hill, and she ended up going anti-Trump, and she was not reelected. But one of her priorities was opening that slush fund book, and she said that she was going to expose everybody. So I was excited. I was talking about it, too. I was like, yes, this is going to be great. Now, Mia Love was also very friendly with Congressman Trey Gowdy, and I think Trey Gowdy had her back on that, like opening that slush fund book. And apparently that book sits in the Department of the Treasury Department. And apparently there is lots of members of Congress in that book. And it goes back for decades. And if you don't know, the slush fund, what it is that if there is a complaint, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's discrimination, what have you, staffers on Capitol Hill, interns, those that are on the Hill in general, they can make a complaint. And the member that they're complaining against, if it is a valid complaint, what they'll do is they'll settle the complaint with this fund, right? They call it the slush fund. So that member of Congress will then write a check to that person that they sexually harassed or discriminated against, and then that person accepts the money and then just walks away quietly. Now, at that time, when Mia Love was talking about this, and that was, gosh, it might have been 10 years ago now, $17 million taxpayer dollars had gone through that fund to go out to those that have complained about members of Congress. And that's a heck of a lot of money. Now, when they were talking about releasing this book, there were actually, you guys might not have noticed, but I noticed, there were actually members of Congress that ended up not running for re-election. And then they came back. And I will just go ahead and say, and look, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with Daryl Issa from California. Not saying that. But you guys, if you didn't know, I was once a volunteer on Capitol Hill. And so I've seen some things, saw some things. But I will say that as soon as they talked about really releasing the contents of that slush fund book, I will just say Congressman Daryl Issa from California did not run for re-election that year. Mia Love ended up losing her election, and the slush fund was never opened. That book was never opened, and nobody ever talked about it again. And then guess who ran for Congress after that happened, after nobody, you know, decided to open the book? Congressman Daryl Issa. And you will see that Daryl Issa is back on Capitol Hill. Now, could it be a coincidence? Sure. Sure it can. I would just say, from what I've seen, I don't think that was a coincidence. But Mike, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, the way that they're going off on Matt Gaetz, I think if Matt Gaetz mentions that slush fund book and he gets to President Trump's ear and he says, hey, look, Trump, maybe we should talk about this. Maybe we should talk about opening it. I guarantee you no one else will have anything to say about Matt Gaetz being the AG. I guarantee it. But will it get that far? Again, I don't think it has to get that far because I don't think the Ethics Committee has a scathing report, as Senator Van Hollen claims that they do. I just don't. Speaking of Trump's picks, I just wanted to go over the roster really quickly here. You've got Susie Wiles now at the White House Chief of Staff. You got Senator Marco Rubio, who's been tapped for Secretary of State. Pete Hegseth, everybody's talking about him, right? Fox News, I guess he's an actual, do you call him an anchor? Right? Because he's not a pundit. He was an anchor on Fox and Friends. Yeah, he's an anchor. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. Of course, we've been talking about Congressman Matt Gaetz, tapped for Attorney General. Kristi Noem, she's been tapped for the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. You got Tulsi Gabbard, now tapped for the Director of National Intelligence. Elise Stefanik out of New York, very young, a bright future ahead of this young lady. She's been tapped to be the Ambassador to the United Nations. Mike Huckabee, you guys know Mike out of Arkansas, right? He's got his daughter now, the governor there, Sarah Huckabee, in Arkansas. He's been tapped to be the Ambassador to Israel. Steve Witkoff. Now, I'm not familiar with Steve Witkoff. Maybe you guys are. I just am not. But he is a special envoy to the Middle East. You got Mike Waltz, a congressman out of Florida, national security advisor. John Ratcliffe, CIA director. We talked about him a little bit yesterday. He was working on those impeachment trial hearings and really fighting hard for President Trump. Lee Zeldin out of New York. You guys know he did very good in his gubernatorial race against Hochul in New York. But anyways, he's been tapped for Environmental Protection Agency. Okay, that's EPA is what many of us call it. And then White House counsel, you got Bill McGinley. Now, I'm not familiar with Bill. I don't think I've ever heard of Bill, actually. Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency. They're calling it Doge. Elon Musk, I don't know why, but when I see him, I just smile. Because he's so, you can tell, he's very intelligent. He means well, but he's so socially awkward. It's like adorable. Right? It is. It's like adorable. He's a grown man, but he's adorable. Vivek Ramaswamy, Department of Government Efficiency, along with Elon Musk. And basically, they're going to cut all this reckless spending. But he also, President Trump also announced RFK Jr. Everybody was trying to see where he was going to go. Secretary of Health and Human Services, which is kind of a no-brainer because he wants to make America healthy again. And then you have Representative Doug Collins. He's been tapped for Secretary of for Veterans Affairs. I saw a lot of people online were happy about that. And then Doug Burgum. Remember Doug? He also ran for president there in 2024. I thought he did good in some of those primary debates. I think he held his own. But he's been tapped for Secretary of Interior. So if you're looking at this roster, and I could be missing people. People could be tapped already this morning. Honestly, I did not get a chance to take a look. But that's where I am currently with this list. But I love it. I think it's a great list. And I do believe that, you know, when you hear people say, oh, this person can't do this, you have John Bolton that's on every news network he could possibly get on, talking about Tulsi, talking about Matt, saying that everybody's incompetent. Meanwhile, you're John Bolton. You know what I mean? You were actually quite literally incompetent when you were at the helm. So I don't, you know, the people will say these things, but they have an entire department to back them up. And I think so far the list looks great. If you have any criticisms of the list or if you like the list, you can always weigh in through the text line. Don't forget, get that WCBM app if you don't have it already. I did want to move forward to a local story here because as a mother of an 8-year-old daughter, when there are things that are happening at some of these schools, right, and some of these students, I take it personally. And so yesterday at Milford Mill Academy, there was quite the situation. Take a listen.
I'm told that both of these teens, again, ages 14 and 16, were found in that stolen car. The 16-year-old was found with a loaded gun in his backpack. He was detained. The 14-year-old already back out on the streets.
Wednesday morning, while students were just starting the school day inside Milford Mill Academy. Outside,
in the middle of the field, right behind the football field.
Where are you?
In the back parking lot of the school.
Officers quietly swarming the campus.
All right, I'm looking at the baseball field. It's right next to the stadium.
According to police scanner traffic.
It's a silver Chevy Cruze.
The Regional Auto Theft Task Force spotting two juveniles in a stolen car sitting on school property. Around 10 a.m., they alert school security.
Get a hold of the SRO.
And move in for the arrest. BPD confirming a 14 and 16-year-old apprehended. The 16-year-old found with a loaded handgun in his backpack. Both Milford Mill students and both driven to a Baltimore County precinct for charging. But according to county police, only the 16-year-old was taken into custody.
It's disheartening. It really is disheartening.
Area residents we spoke with, fearful and frustrated with what critics are calling catch-and-release policies for young offenders.
I don't think the 14 should have been released to his parents or any place. That's why it's happening, because they are getting released.
I hear this right here now. It's like I'm panicked because it could have gotten worse. Somebody could have gotten shot.
Many arguing too much leniency is what's leading incidents like these to skyrocket across the state.
So every time you turn around, you hear about these young kids with the guns. But it's not going to stop if they're not being held accountable.
Oh, these young scholars today. These young scholars. 16 and 14 years old, steals a car with a loaded handgun in the 16-year-old's backpack, and they pull up to school. It's just a regular day for those guys, right? Just a regular day. But here's the problem. If you are a parent and you have a child at Milford Mills Academy, wouldn't you be outraged? Now, they were speaking, as you heard there, Rebecca Pryor at Fox 45. She was speaking to some of the parents there at the school as they were coming to pick up their children. I might also note to you, they all had masks on. They had COVID masks on during this. Look, I am judging. They have masks on. And you know what? I know Rebecca Pryor can't ask this question, but you know, I always want to ask the question. Did you vote for this? Are you still voting Democrat here in 2024? You know, Congressman elect Johnny Olszewski, he has not commented about this at all, and he won't. And he's right now down in D.C. because it's orientation time. And so, did you vote for Johnny Olszewski? Did you vote to give him a promotion? When you see this happening all of the time and you know nothing happens and he does not even come forward and say, hey, let's get on this, let's do something different. Did you vote for this? Because if you did, I really don't have any sympathy. I don't. These kids have been running amok for years now. And it's getting worse and worse by the day. And still, nobody comes forward. Governor Westmore, Mayor Brandon Scott, they're just like, well, you know, crime's going down. Did you vote for this? Your COVID mask tell me you did. Your COVID mask tells me you did vote for it. And yes, you heard there, the 14-year-old was released. They were not detained at all. They were able to just go home, right? You steal a car for a day, hanging out with a friend with a loaded gun in his backpack, and then you just go home. If I was a parent at that school, and I had my child in that school, and this is, again, these kids were caught because the stolen vehicle was spotted by a police officer on campus there. How many kids do you think at Milford Mills has a loaded gun in their backpacks? I don't know. But I am going to go ahead and take a guess that that 16-year-old is not the only one. I'm also going to take a guess that that's not the first time both of those kids have been in trouble. And this is where we are. This is where we are. I guess my question on this one is, you know, does stuff like this make you want to leave the state of Maryland? Because, you know, this is what I've been weighing in my mind now, right? It's like, what is it here that you love? What is it here that you love? I mean, sure, we love our jobs, we love our family, all those things. But the school system, I mean, when it comes to education, subpar, right? Across the state, the test scores are getting worse. They're raising taxes, they're raising fees. We're headed to a fiscal crisis. They have banned plastic bags, but they have not banned crime. They banned gas-powered leaf blowers, but they could care less about truancy laws, right? I mean, the more and more you see, if you're somebody like myself, like if you're a Republican or just someone that is just even just conservative in how you look at some of these situations, you could possibly be a Democrat, but your party just doesn't align with your views. That's just a possibility. You know, when you're looking at all of the things that are just piling up, even last night, it is right before I went to bed, I was watching the 10 o'clock news. There was a stolen car that was stolen in North Baltimore. The kids drove it all the way to West Baltimore and crashed it. There was this huge scene, crashed into about four cars. And I'm guaranteeing you, those kids probably went home. This is where we are. This is where we are right now. I know there's some people that want to weigh in on this. And get your calls here because, you know what? Where are we in this state? And how much more can you take? I got Terry in Vicksburg. Terry, you wanted to weigh in on the juveniles?
Yes, ma'am. I was going through Owens Mills, Maryland, you know, just, you know, driving around. I was behind a school bus. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon. And I looked up. The kids are, you know, getting dropped off of the bus. One of them has his head out the window. And middle finger out the window. No older than 7 or 8 years old, yelling "F you, F you, F you!" This little kid that was, you know, just getting off of the bus. And then I continued on with the bus because I was going that way. And they made a turn and they went into the court. Little kid gets off of the bus. Just had to be that kid, you know. He's running and screaming, you know, because I guess he thought I was gonna, you know, say something to him, but I wouldn't dare do that. Yeah. And, you know, like something happened to him, like he was going to get his little butt wet. But I hate to say it, but, you know, when I was growing up, the parent or guardian is responsible until they're 18 years old. And I'm sorry, but I got my butt wet when I did wrong. I told you before another time when I called up about me and another boy got in trouble on the school bus. And that was the day Reagan got shot, and it's just neat, you know, you need parenting. My parent, when I got home that day, you know, my butt got tanned really good, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, well, that's usually what happened to many of us, Terry. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, because I think that is, that's possibly what we see a lot of, unfortunately. And look, Terry said about 7 or 8 years old. I see it today, too. These kids are out of control. Out of control. And I, when I see a kid that's out of control, I have to be honest with you. I'm not nice. You know, some kids, you see them out of control, like at the grocery store or something, you might still smile and say, oh, you know, not me. The look on my face is, you are ridiculous, and I can't believe your parents are letting you act like this. Like, don't even look my way, because I'm not smiling. I'm not smiling at all. I think it's rude. It's disrespectful. I grew up in an age, just so you know where my parents were when I was a kid, kids were seen, not heard. We knew better. We knew not to ask for things at the store. We knew not to have a fit. We knew to just walk alongside our parents and not say a word. We knew better. Not today. Not today. All right, we come back. We'll finish this conversation. And then a lot of you want to weigh in on Trump's appointees, and I want to hear from you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One of the things I've been repeating is that we have got to restore agencies and departments to their former greatness. And the weaponization of justice has got to end in this country. Some of the things we need to get to the bottom of why this was allowed to happen and maybe hold some people accountable that abused, you know, the law or weaponized the law for their own benefit. There's a report by Kerry Pickett today that many Republican lawmakers want Congress to strip the security clearances of those 51 former U.S. intelligence officials that claimed, without knowing a thing about Hunter Biden's very real laptop, they never examined it, you know, was likely Russian disinformation at the request of Wink and Tony Blinken.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, if you can't wait for Black Friday, well, neither can Blinds.com. Right now, they are kicking off savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are almost here, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. Now avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Now swapping out old blinds for custom window treatments. It's a small project with big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and affordable. You can skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. But Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. They can even handle everything from the measuring and installation, and you can get window treatments for the whole home installed for one low cost. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off on select styles and premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now. Go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. We have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
What do you learn more from defeats or victories? Well, of course it's defeats. You need to learn why you lost, what you were tone deaf to, because right now you're not getting it. And as far as I'm concerned, don't get it, because you are going to fail forever. Go with America being sexist and racist. That's why they didn't vote for Kamala. And go for the inflation is high because of greedy grocery. Go with that, and you will never be in power again.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. Happy Friday to you. I can't believe it's already been about an hour now. This is going by so fast. I hope you guys have great plans for the weekend. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer and nice weather, so have some good plans. We were talking about the juvenile crime, still out of control. Milford Mill Academy, juveniles rolled up in a stolen car, loaded handgun in the backpack. The 16-year-old detained, 14-year-old just went home. Craziness. Craziness. We were also talking about the appointees and the roster here for President Trump. I wanted to get your take on it. Elon on the text line says, Kim, I've looked up the Trump cabinet nominees, and I don't see not one African-American. It would be greatly appreciated if you would elaborate on why or why not there is not an African-American male or female. That didn't really bother me. So here's the thing. I would assume that he's probably not looking at that, just because I don't think Trump has ever really looked at it. I will say Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, he will take over as a chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And so what his job is extremely important. He is tasked with making sure there's a red wave in 2026. So I would think as time goes by, we'll probably Elon talk more about Tim Scott, because that's a huge job. It really is. I got Mike in Nottingham. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Kim, I wanted to quote Mike Davis, who was, among other things, law clerk to Justice Gorsuch. He posted this a little less than an hour ago on X. He said, bold, fearless, competent, and loyal are the most important qualities to serve as a political appointee in President Trump's administration. He keeps hitting grand slams with his picks. He's learned his lesson. I like Mike Davis a lot, and I like his assessments. I trust him.
Yeah, no, great quote there. Thank you, Mike, so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, I trust President Trump all the way with these appointees. I think he learned a lot in his first go-around. Do you feel the same way? I think he did. I just got a text here telling me to slow down. All right, I will slow down. I'm sorry if I talk so quickly. It's a bad habit. And I will say, I will blame somebody else. I'm just a victim here. You know, look, I'm black. I'm a victim. I will say it's because I started out doing media commentary. And if you're on, you know, Fox or anything like that, you know that you have literally 3 minutes and 43 seconds to get your whole point across. And so I guess I just always really just spoke really quickly so I could get my point across. But I will slow down. I will take that criticism and know I'm not a victim. It's something that I have to work on. You're absolutely correct in that. Also, Daryl wants to know if we're going to bring back that show. Who said that? I got to get with my producer, Brian, on that. You know, Brian did all the work. Brian, somebody wants to know if we're going to bring back the game. Who said that? He said that's a management issue. Well, Brian also did all the work on that, so we'll see if we'll bring that back. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk about Trump's appointees because some of you want to weigh in, and I want to hear from you. And then we're going to talk about Attorney General Anthony Brown. I think he's being quite ridiculous, but he wants $1 million from us taxpayers so he can fight against President Trump. As if many of us didn't vote for President Trump, right? Why would we want to fight against him? We'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
Children are placed in foster care through no fault of their own. Because of abuse or neglect, it's heartbreaking.
We were just left in a hotel.
Tay and his brothers were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. But more than 100,000 children in the U.S. are still waiting for a family.
Now that I'm adopted, I can focus on being a kid.
Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
History happened here for 100 years.
After 5 days, the Army estimated that the North Koreans and the Chinese Communists had suffered 37,500 casualties, killed and wounded. We fell back slowly, without panic, heading for an undisclosed line where we would stand and fight the enemy. But even if the enemy is stopped, the Korean War is a long way from being won. And our troops, a long way from going home.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Americans reined in their spending a bit last month. Retail sales did rise 0.4% from September to October, but that was half the previous month's gain. Says he wants to make America healthy again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's choice to head up the Department of Health and Human Services.
We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hand.
With more than 80,000 employees, HHS among the largest of the federal agencies. President-elect Trump says the war in Ukraine ranks extremely high on his list of foreign policy priorities.
We're going to work on Middle East, and we're going to work very hard on Russia and Ukraine. It's got to stop. Russia and Ukraine's got to stop. Thousands and I saw a report today, thousands of people over the last 3 days were killed. Thousands and thousands of people were killed.
Mr. Trump speaking last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago. At that event, he introduced his nominee for Interior Secretary.
There he is. Hi, Doug.
Mr. Trump choosing North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Secretary of the Interior. Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, Mr. Trump's pick for Veterans Affairs Secretary. In addition to fighting in Iraq, Collins served as an Air Force Reserve Command chaplain. Opening statements today in the Georgia trial of Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra. The 26-year-old is charged in the brutal killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. A judge will be hearing the trial as a defendant waived his right to a jury trial. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow down 262 points. The NASDAQ is off 263. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
From Angel Studios comes Bonhoeffer. Based on the powerful true story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as the Nazis tighten their grip on Germany, Bonhoeffer joins a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler, risking his faith and fate to save millions of Jews from genocide.
You will go to England as our spy.
I'm ready to meet my destiny.
Bonhoeffer, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Exclusively in theaters November 22nd. Go to angel.com/Bonhoeffer.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
Good morning. It's 10:03. Here's the exclusive headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The FBI's Baltimore office is asking for help to identify a man who may have information on the identity of a child in an ongoing sexual exploitation investigation. The agency has posted images of John Doe 49 and five of his tattoos. A tattoo on the right side of the man's chest has the word Debbie on it, and the left bicep says 197. John Doe 49 is described as a white man between 45 and 65 years old, bald with a dark goatee. The FBI believes the image of him was produced on or before July of 2024. And police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital at around 2:30 p.m. after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to police, the 36-year-old man was shot in the 2900 block of Borman Avenue. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So here's where we're at. Steelers are 7-2, Ravens are 7-3. Ravens lead the league in points, Steelers defense number two in the league in points allowed. Comments from two Ravens who've been on both sidelines.
Obviously, every game is big, but, you know, AFC North football, two teams that have a pretty decent, even record. It's about to be a really good, fun rivalry game this Sunday.
That's Ravens defensive back Arthur Millett. Now here's wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
Being back in that stadium where it all started, man, it's going to be different. I actually never been in a away locker room.
Ravens very aware of Russell Wilson and the long ball this weekend, says Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
It's one thing to give up 9-yard completions, 7-yard completions on check down and low routes and go tackle him. It's another thing even to hit a sail route or an in-breaking route and tackle it, but to not tackle it or to let it get behind us, those are just things that are just below the line. Those are not okay.
Ravens are 3-point favorites, and if it comes down to the kickers, keep this in mind. Justin Tucker is 28 for 29 career in Pittsburgh, and Chris Boswell at 94.5% is the league's number one kicker over the last 2 years. And finally, Sage Steele's back in the news. The former Comcast Sportsnet and ESPN sportscaster denying rumors that she could be in line to join President Trump's cabinet as White House press secretary. Borrowing a phrase that Trump coined, Steele on X called it fake news. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
And here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It was a chilly day yesterday, but the temperature's getting warmer today into early next week. And no signs of rain. 56 today, 62 tomorrow, 64 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
It's 43 in Finksburg, 44 at the Kent Narrows, and 44 in Nottingham. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Gosh, we've been talking about everything under the sun, it feels like, this morning. All right, we're talking about President Trump's appointees And it'd be interesting to see who is confirmed by the Senate. I don't know. I love the list. Everybody's got their own thoughts on it. I've been getting your thoughts on it. Coming up soon here, we are going to talk about our own Attorney General here in the state of Maryland, Anthony Brown. But I wanted to get some of your comments about some of these picks by Trump. Looks like on the line, I have Delegate Martha Kleiba. Delegate, how are you?
I'm just fine. I just want to let you know, Kim, that I'm sorry that you lost the election, and we needed you there, and God bless you for working as hard as you did, and we thank you for that.
Well, Delegate, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for paving the way. I know you wanted to comment on some of these picks here.
Yeah, after, now I wanted to talk about the Anthony Brown debacle. I heard on the news he wants a lot of money to hire all these attorneys. Do you all remember when Brian Frosch was in there and joined all the blue states to prosecute Mr. Trump? And now we've got Anthony Brown, who wants to hire all these attorneys to thwart Mr. Trump in his agenda. And by the way, Mr. Trump, would you please fund our multi-million-dollar bridge that fell down? Yes. Are you kidding me? I mean, this makes no sense at all. If they want money from the government, they better be nice.
Yeah, yeah, no, seriously. And I think, honestly, Governor Wes Moore and so many others put their foots in their mouths because, you know, unfortunately, this entire time they've been railing against President Trump. They truly believed that Kamala was going to win. And now they've got to backtrack everything.
And we're supposed to forget all of that and, you know, let's play nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild.
I don't think Trump is a good play nice type person.
Yeah.
I think you don't want to mess with him.
Yeah, which makes him so great for the office. Well, Delegate, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Okay, just on the other thing about all of these beautiful appointments that he is putting totally in his cabinet. They are magnificent names. I agree with you on that. I just hope we have some brains and some expertise left in our Congress, our House, and our Senate to fill these absentees vacancies, okay?
That's a great point. That is a great point. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Delegate. Thank you so much. That was Delegate Martha Kleiba calling in. Listen to WCBM 680. We appreciate you. And that is a good point. You know, we've been talking about this. You know, who's going to take some of these seats? And that is why Congressman Matt Gaetz said that he resigned from his seat so early so that Governor Ron DeSantis and others can begin to look for someone to fill his vacancy. I would think down where he is, because he's in a solid red district, I would think that there are some America First candidates there that would be great. I do wonder, though, because remember, Kevin McCarthy had that that primary opponent. I do wonder if he will show his face in all of this. And if that's the case, then that's more of a what we would call a swamp creature rather than an America First person. So it's going to be interesting to watch this. But great note there. I got Bill in Finksburg. Bill, we were talking about the juveniles in public schools and how they're just fine with stealing cars and showing up to school with loaded handguns.
Yes, I was calling about yesterday, and they were saying something about changing locks in the schools for $50 million. Did I hear that right?
I did see something like that. Was it like $44 million or something like that? I saw something like that as well.
Well, I was listening to your show, and maybe it was on the news, and they said $50 million, and I'm sitting there wondering, why can't I have that job?
Yeah.
I'll change the lock.
Right?
I would be more than happy to change the lock for $50 million. but holy cow, you're talking about, we were talking about the waste in taxpayer money, and I think that is a big waste of taxpayer money.
No, absolutely. And Bill, if you get that job, call me because I'll get out there too and change some locks.
I will hire you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll come. I'll be out there right at 12:30. I'll be ready to go. Thank you, Bill, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Bill is correct, though. They did have that headline did come out that they needed all that money to change the locks. But what does that do if the kids are in the parking lot? I mean, you can change as many locks as you want. But if the kid has a loaded gun in the parking lot, What does that exactly do? I just, even right now, think about how many times we've heard stories where kids just walk right into schools because they're not locking them to begin with. I guess all I have to say is when you go to vote, do your research and just make sure the person has, you know, some common sense, right? That there's something there other than talking points. Because when you just have talking points, you don't have someone that actually thinks for themselves, right? They're not going to think of an innovative idea. They're not going to think that something doesn't work, right? They're repeating the same talking points. They don't care to think more about it. To them, that's hard work. So we shall see what happens. But yes, we were talking about Milford Mill Academy earlier. A 6-year-old and 14-year-old rolled up to school in a stolen car with a loaded handgun in the backpack. And again, those kids were apprehended in the parking lot, and locks on the doors makes no difference. Makes no difference at all. We were going to talk about the Attorney General Anthony Brown. This is just the most ridiculous thing I think I've heard. Possibly, you know, this might be more ridiculous than these kids rolling up to school in a stolen car. Anthony Brown, our Attorney General, is most known for, and I don't know about you guys, but when he was with Governor Martin O'Malley as the Lieutenant Governor, I recall the one thing that I remembered about him was the fact that he failed to implement the Affordable Care Act properly. Do you guys remember that? Here in the state of Maryland, there were so many issues with the website. There were so many issues with people trying to join and sign up for the Affordable Care Act that it all came down to the fact that Attorney General, formerly Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, did not implement the protocols and the safeguards on his end. And I thought, you had one job. Your one job was to make sure that people were able to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. And he didn't do it. Similar to Kamala Harris. She had one job. To close the southern border and to get a handle on those that were crossing illegally. She didn't do it. But in this case, the Attorney General was actually elected. When he shouldn't have been. He failed at his one job. Well, now he's making sure that he has one other job. While he is the Attorney General, and he hasn't done a terrible job, but when it comes to illegal migration, Attorney General Anthony Brown wants Maryland to be a sanctuary state, which is extremely dangerous. But even more than that, as you heard there from our former delegate, as she pointed out, he wants $1 million from the state of Maryland to fight against President Trump. And you're probably wondering, fight about what, right? Because President Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. He wants to fight back against anything, basically, President Trump tries to say or do. And I will guarantee you, a lot of it surrounding his stance on immigration and the fact that Tom Homan, the new border czar, and then you've got Department of Homeland Security Secretary that's going to be coming in, Kristi Noem, they are very no-nonsense when it comes to closing the southern border and stopping the illegal migration. There's no nonsense whatsoever. They're also both very on board with mass deportations. And Tom Homan has already made statements saying, you better get out of my way because we're coming in and we're deporting these individuals. He even talked about the work raids. Yes, I said it right. Work raids. Believe it or not, what he wants to do is go to different businesses. He will speak to those employers, and if they have anybody there that is there illegally, they will deport them on the spot, right at the work site. I'm all for it. I am all for it. A lot of people talk about how some of these employers are Republicans, and so many of them are. But you should not be paying people under the table that are here illegally. That's wrong. I don't care if you're a Republican or not. It's wrong. And so they are going to be doing that as well. So anyways, as soon as Tom Homan starts to, you know, telling everybody what he's going to do, Anthony Brown is like, oh, no, no, no. We got to continue what Brian Frosch did. And Brian Frosch, believe it or not, ended up suing the Trump administration 93 times. There was 93 lawsuits out of Brian Frosch's office. And this is at a time where juvenile crime was starting to go out of control. You know, we still had 300 murders plus in Baltimore City. That's what he was working on. President Trump. That's what he was working on. Ridiculous. Well, anyways, if you want to check out this story, you can go to WCBM.com, by the way, and you can see the story right there about Attorney General Anthony Brown and what he wants to do. But I also wanted to just bring back some audio, because I remember hearing this. Of course, I was running against Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski, and the ICE director pointed out that Johnny Olszewski and many county executives would not work alongside them to deport individuals that were here illegally and that had criminal records. And so what Johnny O would do is he would allow the court system in Baltimore County release illegal aliens, even though they had detainer requests from ICE. And so what they're supposed to do is call ICE to have them picked up before they're released from the Baltimore County jails. He wouldn't do it. Johnny O wants it to be a sanctuary county. And so then he also stated, well, look, I'm just following along what the AG is doing across the state, which it's sad to say he was correct about that. I found this audio here. I want you to take a listen, because this brings back memories. Take a listen.
Maryland's ICE director, Matthew Elliston, calls it the worst kind of crime.
Our first case is the child molester.
At the top of his target list, sex offenders. Always taking priority.
Very proud to say that the Baltimore field office for the last 2 years leads the United States in the number of sex offenders arrested.
But making that mission more difficult, local sanctuary policies prohibiting cooperation with ICE. In Baltimore County alone, Fox 45 uncovering four disturbing cases where convicted criminals living in the country illegally were let go, despite ICE filing a formal request to keep them locked up. This man accused of molesting two close family members, girls 9 and 10 years old. He pled guilty to fourth-degree sexual assault, as well as two counts of second-degree assault. This man accused of inappropriately touching a 7-year-old girl his wife was babysitting. He pled guilty to second-degree assault. This man accused of sexually abusing a girl between the ages of 8 and 11 years old. He pled guilty to sexual abuse of a minor, a felony charge with a max sentence of 25 years behind bars. And this man, accused of repeatedly raping a 14-year-old family member. He pled guilty to sexually abusing a minor living under the same roof. Another felony charge with a 25-year max.
Mr. Portillo Henriquez has been here since about 2004.
In the last fiscal year, which ends September 30th, he marked the 105th sex offender captured by Maryland's ICE agents. The case putting them on pace for a record number of annual arrests, and also forging new immigration policies in Baltimore County.
I have no tolerance for sex offenders in our community.
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski now agreeing to give ICE 48 hours notice before releasing anyone on their list moving forward, ending a years-long sanctuary policy blocking local authorities from turning over their inmates to federal immigration agents. Elston calling it a step in the right direction, but says he won't be completely satisfied until all local jurisdictions follow suit.
I would love to hear even a politician's take on why you would not release a child molester to ICE, right? Like, there's no political spin you can put on that, that it's somehow a public safety benefit to let that person back into the community.
And that's where we are. That's where we are. Attorney General Anthony Brown has the state at the mercy of illegal sexual predators. And let me just remind people that are just fine with illegal migration and having allowing these people to come into our country. If you heard there some of the cases that ICE has been working on, usually what happens is you have illegal migrants that end up living with those that could be here legally or illegally. And as you heard there, many of them were sexually assaulting the little girls in those houses because they cross the border illegally and nobody knows they're here and they can do whatever the heck they want. So the next time that you say that you are for illegal immigration because you want somebody to find a better quality of life here in America, just think about what you're saying first. Think about what you're saying. And the ICE director is correct. There is no spin you could put on that. Johnny Olszewski, thank you for now giving ICE 48 hours notice before you release a sexual predator into our communities. Thank you so much. 48 hours. Ridiculous. You should hold them until ICE picks them up. We'll discuss where we get back.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
We are for places of awe and wonder. For monuments and stories that bind us together. We are the National Park Foundation, and with your support, we protect our country's most treasured places. For today, and for always. Support today at nationalparks.org.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, we could just turn it to a music channel and listen to Morgan Wallen all day. Happy Friday, everybody. We're talking about what Attorney General Anthony Brown wants to do. He wants to take your tax dollars to $2 million to fight against President Trump. And a lot of it is going to be to fight back on President Trump's immigration policies. And as we heard there from audio from Fox 45, as they were pointing out that there are many sexual predators that are here illegally, and in just 1 year's time, just last year, ICE allowed, or I guess they disclosed that they detained 105 sexual predators here illegally in just 1 year. And they noted that that was a record. It was a record. I am one to believe that as soon as President Trump is sworn in and he starts laying down the law, and as Tom Holman pointed out, they're going to start kicking down doors. Even Marty here in the text line said, Cam, I hope they deport the worker and find the employer. I hope they do the same, Marty. And it depends to me. Honestly, if they're running an entire business with illegal immigrants, they've gotten, you know, 20 illegals there and they're paying them under the table, paying them pennies, shut it down. Shut it down for all I care. And I don't care if they're Republican, and a lot of them are. It's ridiculous. The illegal immigration here is ridiculous. But what I was going to say is, I guarantee you, being the sanctuary state that Anthony Brown wants us to be, we are going to have a ton of illegal immigrants that are going to be on their way to Maryland. Mark my words. Mark my words, they're going to make their way to Maryland. They're going to make their way to counties like Baltimore County, right, or Howard County. Howard County right now isn't even cooperating at all with ICE officials, is what the ICE director told Rebecca Pryor. This is a problem, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. But if Anthony Brown thinks that he's going to sit there and use our tax dollars to fight against kicking these sexual predators out of our communities, he's got another thing coming. There is going to be outrage across the state. AG, be careful what you wish for. Because there are mothers like myself that is not going to put up with it. Absolutely not. One of the major reasons that I ran against County Executive Johnny Olszewski is because he has Baltimore County as a sanctuary county. Because he's allowing open-air drug markets right next to elementary and middle schools, like Middle River Middle. If you want to go check it out, I'm pretty sure they're open for business. What time is it? 10:30? They're there. They're there, right at the Carroll gas station. It's a shame, but that's where we are. We've got many people in office that walk around. And the AG, by the way, and so does County Executive, they all have private security. They're walking around with private security. Myself, my kid, you, your kids, we are not. And so we're left to fend for ourselves. Believe it or not, Johnny Olszewski, I don't think I ever saw him without his private security with him. But they're the ones making decisions to allow illegal immigrants to run amok. And believe it or not, right now, as I'm sitting here in the studio watching television at the same time, Lakin Riley, young woman, the nursing student in Georgia who was killed by an illegal immigrant, her trial started today. And as I'm watching this, I see the murderer sitting there at the table with his attorney. And of course, he's got a headphone set on because he needs a translation the entire time. Doesn't understand a lick of English. That's another thing I hope President Trump does. I hope that he makes an announcement that he is going to declare that the language of this country is, in fact, English, whether you like it or not. Let's see, I've got Jim and Towson on the line. Jim, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Jim?
Hello?
Yep.
Am I on?
Yes, Jim. I got about a minute left.
Oh, okay. It is not illogical that it costs to replace those doors or hardware in the schools and the classroom doors, because some of those doors may have to be remade because the lock sets won't fit into them. The doors, the machining, the door bucks and the hinges have to be machined. The doors have to meet a fire rating and the hardware and everything. So you're not just putting a lock set in. You're probably changing everything from the door buck to the door and the hardware. And that's costly stuff. That hardware sometimes can cost $50 a piece because of the commercial requirements and the fire requirements.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim.
It's not illogical to be $50 million for all the classroom doors in the city.
Well, I could see that happening, you know. But let me ask you this, Jim. If I have a gun, can I still shoot through the door?
It would be hard to do that. Not all the doors, you know, like Booker T. Washington School, they're all wooden blocks. They would all have to be changed.
All right. Well, you know what? I think with some of these guns I see nowadays that kids have on them, they could just shoot their way in. But who do I know? I don't know that much. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In announcing one of his latest nominees, President-elect Trump let the cat out of the bag during last night's gala at Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Trump plans to nominate North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary. Other nominations include RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary and former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins for VA Secretary. Senator Tom Cotton giving his full-throated support to the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. Opening statements are pending in a non-jury trial in Georgia. It's a case that's fueled debate over illegal immigration and border security, or the lack thereof. Containment, roughly 75% in New Jersey for the Jennings Creek wildfires burning along the New York-New Jersey border. On Wall Street, the Dow down 282 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes on the Ravens' secondary Sunday in Pittsburgh is now with Russell Wilson under center and George Pickens and Mike Williams on the outside. The long ball is back in play in Steel City, which increases the focus on Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey, healthy again and playing at a Pro Bowl level. First, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
He needs no endorsement from me. He's got a resume that bears that out. I can think back to 2019. We're in the fifth quarter in a tight ball game with these guys, and we complete a significant over that's probably going to put us in position to win the game. But Marlon comes in with a hammer and dislodges the ball from Juju Smith-Schuster and then recovers it, and they win that game.
And then teammate Arthur Millett, who's been on both sidelines in this series.
Honestly, it's been great. You know, Marlon's back to his old self. He doesn't have those nagging injuries. He's playing at an all-pro level, high-level, all-pro Marlowe, right? And he's doing it by example, not by talking, so I have none but respect for that guy.
Terps football trying to resurrect its season with three games left to play. After a 3-1 start, they've lost 4 of 5, and they remain 2 wins still shy of bowl eligibility.
This is playoff football. It's kind of what I told our team. It's our version of the playoffs, meaning if we win, we advance. We lose, we make it a little tougher to advance, and so our players understand that.
Head coach Mike Locksley, Terps host Rutgers tomorrow in College Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got lots of clouds this morning, but there's no rain today and there's no rain through the weekend. In fact, this dry weather pattern holds until early next week. We'll get a break in the clouds later on today, and the temperatures warming up a little bit. 56 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, a mild day, 62. Sunday, 64 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
How much could your business save with BGE's energy efficiency upgrades? Up to 75%. Yes, 75%. For savings so big, your CFO will do a happy dance. Get started at BGE Smart energy.com/radio. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We are talking about a lot here on Kim Plasek Live, and I appreciate everybody for joining. Don't forget, I am back, officially back, 9 a.m. to 12 noon here on WCBM 680 every weekday. I hope that you consider joining me. I have a text here from Marty. Marty says, Kim, people don't understand that there are cultures where having sex with children is acceptable. Remember this the next time you say that we are rude for not accepting their culture and saying that they should assimilate. Yes, I want them to accept our cultural value that says kids should not be targeted by grown men. Marty, that's another issue here, right? It really is. And you know what? Even with that culture, because think about it, like we mentioned before, a lot of those that were detained ICE had to seek them out because they were let go by the county, but then they detained them. They were talking about how the sexual assaults were taking place in the homes in which they were staying in as illegal immigrants. And so here they are hiding, basically in plain sight, but they're making it hell for the people in which they're staying with. Now, that family they're staying with, I do believe they could have possibly really been seeking asylum, right? They were seeking a better quality of life from the guy that ended up marching through the door illegally. But now they just brought that back with them. So I think it's sad. And then those that are here illegally, do you think they're going to go to the police and say, hey, our uncle, that's crazy that we would try to get away from? Yeah, he's now here. Do you think they're going to the police to say that? No, because they fear being deported. So it's a nightmare for all involved. Allowing illegal immigrants here is a nightmare for everyone. And I don't know why we do it. I don't. And I don't know why we have people like the Attorney General Anthony Brown or County Executive Johnny Olszewski that act like it's necessary and they're just looking for a better way of life. See, no, not everybody is. If they were, they wouldn't be coming through illegally. They would go through the correct process. I don't, it's not rocket science. I got a couple other texts coming in. Don't forget, if you download the WCBM app, you can text right through the app. And I will get it live here in studio. Fran says, Kim, Anthony Brown is just another embarrassment for Maryland. Fran, I agree with you. Fran also says, may I suggest that Anthony Brown use his time and our money and defend all those poor Marylanders that could lose their homes and livelihoods to the unlawful power line project? Fran, that's a great idea. He doesn't want to do that, right? God forbid they take on the issues that really affect us, we the people. And I know that there was some significant changes in Maryland, just like you saw across the entire country. There are people in Maryland that are voting a little more conservative these days, and I appreciate that. But it's still overwhelming to me that there are still so many people that are voting for Democrats knowing this is the kind of stuff that they support. This is where they stand. How can you get up and look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to vote for someone that's allowing criminally charged, illegal sexual predators to continue to prey on 8-year-old girls? How do you vote for somebody like that? Look, I know there's a little bias here because I ran against Johnny Olszewski, but it's very well known that's what was going on. I mean, Fox 45, they did stories about it almost every day. There were different individuals that were caught up by ICE that had the same story of sexually assaulting young women. And many times, just little girls. And Johnny Olszewski knew about it and still said, oh, well, now I'll only give you 48 hours to catch them. Think about that. There are people that voted for that. Like, I lost sleep, honestly, during the election cycle. I lost sleep thinking about how people could still support him. I thought to myself, even his dad, we talked about this, Johnny O. Sr., he was at some of the polling locations, one of them being Honeygo during the early voting stages. He would talk to people. People would ask questions, whether it's about the plastic bag ban or other things, and he would straight up lie to those voters as they were going in to vote. But I'm thinking to myself, how could you, as his father, right, how could you know what's going on? Well, you've been around the block, Johnny O. Sr., right? You know what's going on with these illegal immigrants. And yet still, it's like you can't even talk to your son and say, look, you know, I know where you stand about, you know, this being a sanctuary county, but we're putting some real kids in danger here. And might I remind you, Johnny Olszewski's daughter is the same age as my daughter. And it's the same age as the young girls that a lot of these criminally charged illegal immigrants, the same age of the young girls that they are sexually assaulting. You can sleep okay knowing this? I can't. But people voted for it. So I guess I got to just suck it up, right? All right, I got Joe on the line. Then we're going to move to another topic here. I got Joe and Timonium. Joe, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I wanted to just plant a seed that maybe the new administration will say to the governor, to the attorney general, to the two county executives involved in the Key Bridge rebuilding, that if they don't come around and realize that people don't want illegal aliens in their neighborhoods, that he'll hold the hostage for the money for the Key Bridge and not let them rebuild it with any federal funds until they come around and do what the people want.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Joe, that's what I'm hoping Congressman Andy Harris does. I mean, that he now has some leverage here.
That's great to hear. We've got local people on our side, because Governor Less has done nothing but posture himself for a presidential run. So it's a shame they didn't let him pair up with Kamala so he'd be eliminated from contention by losing. Yeah. But I think they purposely put those two out there because they knew they were going to lose and they could write them off as any kind of future plans for the DNC.
You know, Joe, that's a thought there because I mean, they lost pretty bad. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. Some people might be wondering what Governor Westmore is up to, why all this is going on, right? We're talking about criminally charged illegal immigrants, Attorney General Anthony Brown wants more money to fight against Trump. The people want something different. Do you know what Governor Westmore has been working on? Yeah, so he posted a clip yesterday on his social media page. If you ever want just pure entertainment, I suggest following Governor Moore on X. Because it really is. It's pure entertainment. So while all of this is going on, right? All of this is going on. We've got so many things. The juveniles showing up to Milford Mill Academy in a stolen car with a loaded handgun. All these things are going on. Do you know what Governor Westmore was posting about? Trans people. Take a listen.
I moved from out of state officially 3 years ago, and since coming here, there's been protection signed in for trans people, and as a trans individual, it's meant a lot that coming into a new state, I'm more protected and just safe, and just in my daily life and in school, and it's just been really wonderful, and you've signed those in, and I just kind of want to say thank you.
We're so happy and proud that you chose Maryland Day. The same respect, the same dignity, the same honoring of personal security and safety that we want for ourselves, that's exactly what I want for everybody. I just want everybody to know that they should be comfortable in their own neighborhoods, that they should be comfortable in their own communities, and they should be comfortable in their own skin. And I just want people to know that in our state, that we believe that humanity is humanity, and that people's humanity needs to be protected and respected. Every room you're in that room because you belong there. And you're in that room because that room would be incomplete if you weren't there.
Comfortable in your own communities. Safe in your own communities. That's what Governor Westmore wants for everybody. No, that's not what he wants for you, unless you're trans. If you're trans, if you're a they, them, it's fine. He wants you to be very, very comfortable. Get cozy. But when it's the rest of us, like, I don't know, myself and others in Middle River with the open-air drug markets, that's not comfortable, is it? No, I don't even go to that gas station to get gas. It's the closest gas station to my house, but you won't see me stopping there. Because I'm not comfortable, Governor Westmore. All of those talking about the power lines going through possibly their farms that might be taken by eminent domain. You think they're comfortable? Have you watched, Governor Moore, any of these meetings that have transpired with this group, this company that's going to be taking possibly some of these farms away and livelihoods? Do they look comfortable at these meetings as they're yelling and screaming? Really? Those at Milford Mill Academy, do you think those students were comfortable with their peers driving to school in a stolen car with a loaded handgun in their backpacks? You think they were comfortable, Governor Westmore? That's what is so crazy about this. This is what was elected here in Maryland. And this is, again, look, and I know I have people that listen to the show that like Governor Hogan. I know. And I know Governor Hogan's been talking about the surplus and all the money that Westmore has been spending. But guess what? There was another person on the ballot. His name was Dan Cox. He had a great lieutenant governor pick. Jordana Schifanelli, love her. Some great individuals there. Dan Cox, very smart. But he was called a QAnon whack job by the Republican governor that had a 70% approval rating. And with all that was said about Dan Cox from Governor Larry Hogan, we ended up with a Governor Westmore administration. And so for those that get mad at me because I don't like Governor Hogan, please do not lecture me on it. He locked down much of the state very long, locked down the schools longer than New York, by the way, which is very liberal under Ms. Hochul. And he locked down businesses while opening up casinos, abortion clinics, liquor stores, you name it. But locked down small businesses. Target, yeah, you can be open, but the mom and pop shops, locked down. Locked down. Schools, yeah, close them. Kids don't need education. They already saw the scores were going down the tubes, but we're going to lock schools down, too, for a very long time. So no, there is never going to be anything that will make me like Governor Larry Hogan and how he decided to be the governor. And what makes me so upset is the fact that he's now doing interviews talking about how bad Governor Westmore is for Maryland. Sir, you gave us Governor Westmore on a platter. Did you forget? I hope you didn't. I know I haven't. But Governor Westmore wants trans people to be very comfortable in their skin. You know what? Maybe this is it. Maybe we should all identify as a they, them, and then tell the governor that we're upset that these juveniles are carjacking everybody. And maybe then he'll say, oh gosh, that sounds like a hate crime. Let me get on top of it. Perhaps. Speaking of trans, speaking of the LGBTQ community, you guys probably heard what's taking place at Salisbury University. Right now, you've got 15 people charged for a hate crime. And I have to say, in 2024, going on 2025, I'm surprised that this is still happening. But it does happen, and I don't condone it whatsoever. And so when I read this story, I thought, wow, this is insane. But there were different parts of the story that had my eyebrows raised the entire time. I want you to take a listen to this audio because you probably heard about it. But yeah, 15 students, by the way, charged with a hate crime at Salisbury. Take a listen.
Tonight, we are learning that two more men now facing charges for an alleged hate-fueled attack near Salisbury University.
That brings the total number of people facing charges to 15. Police say one of the suspects posed as a 16-year-old on a dating app to lure the victim to an off-campus apartment. The age of consent in Maryland is 16.
Now, when that victim got to the location, police say the 15 men began to beat him while yelling slurs at him. At this time, police believe all the known suspects have been taken into custody.
All right. So I don't condone that whatsoever. And clearly these 15 students, I mean, look, you could say allegedly, but it was clear that they went on this dating website. I guess it was, what was it, Grindr? One of those is with the pictures that they showed. They went on this dating website for those that are in the LGBTQ community. And they lured this guy in, pretending to be the 16-year-old that wanted to, I guess, you know, have relations with that individual. Now, I was shocked because, first of all, I don't think that's right. And I think it's extremely wrong. And I am glad that they're being charged with that hate crime because that is exactly what they did. They lured him there. They were calling him all kind of slurs. They would not let him out the door. They're probably going to have charges as far as having this hostage. Well, anyways, you don't do stuff like that. You don't do stuff like that. But also with my eyebrows raised, I thought, I had no idea that the age for consent was 16 in Maryland. I did not know that. I didn't know that. And so now I wonder, what is the larger issue here? What is the big picture issue? Because I'm starting to see a trend that I really don't like. Okay? And it is the fact that, yes, we've got people in this country that believe a 6, 7, or 8-year-old can decide their gender. If they want to transition, they can transition. We obviously have people in the state that believe that 16 is just fine as far as the age of consent. I am not old-fashioned by any stretch of the imagination. But 16? 16. So if you're telling me a 16-year-old who signs up on a dating website, which in my house that would never happen, but people are different. This 16-year-old can sign up on a dating website, end up going on a date with a 35-year-old. This person shows up to this 16-year-old's house. Because think about it. They lured this guy to a house where he thought a 16-year-old was present. Are we going to pretend that if that 16-year-old didn't want those kind of relationship situations going on? Are we going to pretend that somebody that is much older isn't going to try forcefully? No, maybe not. Maybe he's a good guy. But what are we really doing here? What are we really doing, right? With the illegal immigrants, we know that they're sexually assaulting young girls. We're still allowing them to be in our communities. What are we doing? What's the agenda here? What are you noticing? Because I'm noticing a pattern. I'm noticing a pattern. You have people in Carroll County, shout out to Moms for Liberty. You had people in Carroll County fighting back against the school boards because they didn't want sexually explicit books in their classes. And yes, they were sexually explicit. So much so, when you had people like Kit Hart go to some of these school board meetings, they're reading the books out loud. They're begging her to stop. Grown adults begging her to stop because it's so inappropriate. Yet those are the books that they wanted 10-year-olds to read. What are we doing? Why are we doing it? As soon as I saw all the drag queen story time and all that stuff, I thought, what benefit do you have from a drag queen coming to read you a book when you are 6 years old? And then they say, when you ask them this, they say, oh, well, then they're, you know, then they're normalizing it and it's, they're very tolerant. And so it's okay for more trans people to be open about being trans. Now, I didn't think trans and drag queens were the same. I did not think that, but that was the answer I was given. But why are we introducing kids to this? Why are we allowing this to be okay? Well, my point is, I don't think 16 years old should be able to consent to this. We're also told that 16-year-olds, right, according to DJS, Vinny Schiraldi, they have no idea what they're doing when they carjack you at gunpoint. But they could consent to sexual relationships with older adults? It just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Again, I don't condone what happened in Salisbury. I hope that those 15 students are charged. That was very wrong and very much so a hate crime. And hopefully they, you know, they make a lesson or show people exactly what can happen if you do stuff like that. Because, that you know, that should have never happened. But 16-year-old, I don't know. Too young for me. Too young for me. You might feel differently. You can always call me. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And if you know me personally, many of you guys do, I am not old-fashioned by any stretch of the imagination. But 16 years old? No. Absolutely not. We get back, we'll talk more about this. And also, Mike Tyson, big fight tonight. And if you didn't hear, The View, they're looking for a conservative voice. I guess their ratings might be dropping. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Blindster started in 2010 in Kyle Cox's garage after he overpaid for new blinds. He researched the industry, hired his mom, and 14 years later, they're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
If you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. We have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
History happened here for 100 years.
This is Houston, New York, Honolulu, Hawaii. We have witnessed this morning a battle off Pearl Harbor and a severe bombing of Pearl Harbor by enemy planes, undoubtedly Japanese. The city of Honolulu has also been attacked and considerable damage done. This battle has been going on for nearly 3 hours.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're talking about the fact that there were 15 students charged in Salisbury, at Salisbury University, for a hate crime. You don't do that. You don't lure people to a home, hold them hostage, and beat them up because they are part of the LGBTQ community. You don't do stuff like that. And hopefully other students at the university can see that you will get into big trouble if you do such. All right. Now, these kids, I mean, who knows? Because they did. You know what? I saw all their mugshots. And it, at first, I didn't know what the hate crime was about. Because when I saw the mugshots before I read the rest of the story. And I was like, wait a minute, a hate crime? This, you know, these 15 suspects, it looks like a photo op from the United Nations. It was, you know, black people, white people, Hispanic people. I'm like, what do you mean, hate crime? I immediately thought it was about race, right? It was not. It wasn't. It was because the individual was part of the LGBTQ community. And again, that is wrong, but they have their mugshots out there. I would assume it will probably be very difficult for those 15 to get a job after this. And, you know, I hope kids are thinking about it. But guess what? They're young, and they probably weren't thinking that far ahead. And that's why I say, for a 16-year-old to consent to a sexual relationship with somebody that's possibly 30 years old, I just think it's wrong. I just do. I think it's wrong. But, you know, I could just be a little too conservative these days for other people. I do have a text here from Brian, because we were talking about Governor Larry Hogan and how he locked down the states. Yet casinos were open, Walmart, Target, abortion clinics, liquor stores. Brian says, Kim, are you saying that education is more important than being able to go buy a fifth of whiskey? I thought so, Brian. I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. But yeah, you know, as soon as you looked at the list of things that were open, like the casinos, that was the red flag right there. Everybody with a brain should have said enough is enough when they said the casinos were open. And nobody said anything. You're sitting there touching slot machines. And they're saying, oh, there's this deadly virus and, you know, 6 feet apart. And no, you can't open your family restaurant because, you know, you might in fact spread this virus. It was all shenanigans. And so, yes, there's nothing anybody could say that would make me support Governor Larry Hogan for anything. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. All right, we get back. We still have a lot to talk about today. In Harford County, a councilman was removed from office from stealing. Didn't see that coming. We'll talk about that. Also, in Frederick, they did have their meeting last night regarding the reliability project. And, of course, those in Frederick are just as upset as those in Baltimore County and Carroll County, as rightfully so. But there were more people speaking out when it came to calling out Governor Wes Moore, which, yes, in fact, I think they should be doing that. And as we played the audio clip, the last segment, you know, Governor Wes Moore is more concerned about the trans community and how they feel comfortable in the state of Maryland. You know, just watch what their priorities are. Also, we are going to play some of the audio here from Mike Tyson. He was interviewed by a young girl. I would say she was about 12 or 13 years old. Sweet young girl. She looked so cute there. She looked like she was very excited. I mean, that's a big interview, right? Mike Tyson. That's a big interview. Well, she was asking Mike Tyson about his legacy. And he had quite the response. So much so, he actually ended up cursing at the girl. And I don't mean to laugh, but then the rapper 50 Cent calls it out on X, right? Like, come on, Mike. Like, you know, scaring the kids? Really? Well, I don't know. This big fight is tonight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I still got Mike Tyson, even though he's approaching 60. All right, we got so much to talk about. Please stay right there. We can place it live.
One disease, it hurts. It's scary. It makes me feel dizzy and my head hurts.
She burst into this world like she was magical and never stopped, never slowed down since. When Pippa was 7 years old, I got a call from the school nurse, and the nurse said something's wrong with Pippa's eyes. Over the next few months, her health really started declining, and then one morning she woke up and she couldn't walk.
I wanted to comfort my daughter so badly. I wanted to take the pain away and just put my hands on her. She would scream.
The doctors told us that because we were in the southeast that she could not have contracted Lyme disease. We needed a Lyme specialist. There was a time when our house was silent. That was the hardest time. But now she sings again, she laughs, she dances, she's our Pippa again.
If your child is sick and you do not know why, it could be Lyme. Visit ProjectLyme.org to learn more.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In announcing one of his latest nominees, President-elect Trump let the cat out of the bag during last night's gala at Mar-a-Lago.
He won't tell you his name. Might be something like Burgum. Burgum. He's from North Dakota. He's going to be announced for a very big position.
Mr. Trump nominating North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary. Other nominations include RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary and former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins for VA Secretary. Senator Tom Cotton giving his full-throated endorsement to the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary.
He's a highly decorated veteran. I think he deployed 3 times to the Middle East.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, plus a time in Guantanamo Bay. He spent a lot of time in the defense policy world.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Opening statements today in a non-jury trial in Georgia. It's a case that's fueled debate over illegal immigration and border security, or the lack thereof.
A trial is expected to get underway today in Athens, Georgia, for Jose Ibarra, who was accused in the February killing of nursing student Lakin Hope Riley. Her body was found on the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Prosecutors allege that Ibarra hit the 22-year-old woman in the head, suffocated her, and intended to sexually assault her. Ibarra, who is Venezuelan, entered the U.S. illegally in 2022, but was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case. Republicans, including President-elect Donald Trump, blame the Biden administration's border policies for Riley's death. I'm Donna Water.
Containment roughly 75% in New Jersey for the Jennings Creek wildfire. It's burning along the New York, New Jersey border. Stocks deep in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow's down 330 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stouffer Legal. The Maryland Transportation Authority says demolition of the remaining parts of the Key Bridge won't take place until late winter or early spring of 2025. Initially, the demolition was expected to begin this fall, but officials say a couple of factors have led to the new timetable. According to WMAR-TV, the length of the bridge to be removed is greater than the wreckage, and the demolition of an intact structure needs a different approach. A loaded gun and stolen car were reportedly found on the campus of a Baltimore County high school this morning, or yesterday morning. Officers arrived at Milford Mill Academy after the Regional Auto Theft Task Force spotted two students in a stolen car on school property. City police say a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old were taken into custody. The 16-year-old allegedly had a loaded handgun in his backpack. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Steelers this Sunday for the 65th time since 1996. Steelers lead the regular season 35-25, 3-1 in the post. Most of those games have been between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. In fact, all of them since 2008. Here's Tomlin.
I think one of the awesome components of this rivalry is the continuity in the organizations. Man, I've been on my job a long time. Harbs has been on his job a long time. And I think that adds a texture and history to it.
In fact, these two coaches are the longest tenured in the league. Tomlin, 18 seasons. Harbaugh, 17 seasons. Andy Reid in Kansas City is next with 12. Local college basketball last night. Mount St. Joe grad Ace Valentine had a night. Off the bench for UMBC, Valentine posted a career-high 11 assists, leading UMBC to a 92-67 win over crosstown rival Coppin State. Meanwhile, tonight in College Park, after three tomato cans, Maryland basketball steps up in class with an 8 p.m. tilt against number 15 Marquette, led by one of the best players in the country, Cam Jones, 6'5 senior guard out of Memphis, Tennessee. Jones, top 30 NCAA in both points per game and assists per game. Head coach Kevin Willard on his team after three games.
The good thing is we've played three games to where we've seen three different styles that they've at least had to adjust. This is a new style. You know, we're going to have to do a lot of different pick and roll coverages that we haven't done just because of all the stuff Gold does.
And that is Stein on Sports.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.
I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It was a chilly day yesterday, but the temperature's getting warmer today into early next week. And no signs of rain. 56 today, 62 tomorrow, 64 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently, it's 51 degrees in Perry Hall, 52 in Pikesville, and 51 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Gosh, the weekend has begun. Are you excited about it? I know I am. I am, and I'm also happy to be back. This is my first week back here from 9 a.m. to 12 noon every weekday here at WCBM 680, and I hope you consider joining me. I know you have options. I got that. But I hope you consider joining me here. We'll talk about national topics, local topics, you name it. And don't forget, if you don't already, download the WCBM app because you can easily text me through that app. But also you can easily tune into all of the shows here at WCBM if you just hit the app. And that way, if you're, you know, walking around at work, you know what I like to do? Because I have to go to the laundry room, you know, around the house. I got to clean my own house. I don't have it. I haven't made it big time. So I have to do all my own stuff. But I like to just walk around and listen to the shows as I'm cleaning, right? Laundry, vacuuming, mopping, all that good stuff. So the app makes it very easy to do so. So WCBM has its own app. Download that. And also a lot of great features there because you can go back and listen to all of our shows. They're podcasted there. They're archived. And so if you missed a show, you can listen to it. And if you want, you can send the show to a family or friend, and they can listen to the show as well, and then easily listen to that particular show because you can send them the link right from the app. So it's really, really easy to use. All right, if you're just joining us again, where the heck have you been? We've had a great show thus far. Talk about some topics today that I don't usually talk about, you know, not so political. We're going to get into this Mike Tyson interview just because it's something, and what's crazy about it is I understood where he was coming from, yet the girl asking the questions, by the way, this interviewer, she was about 12 or 13 years old, and you could see on her face that she was just excited. She probably heard a lot about Mike Tyson. I'm sure, you know, her dad, her grandfather, whoever, they probably told her a lot about, you know, this is a heavyweight champion, you know, he's great. And so she probably was like, wow, this is my big chance. This is my big debut. I'm interviewing Mike Tyson. And I would have been excited. But Mike Tyson is Mike Tyson. So she's asking him a very polite and astute question. And his response to it is quite interesting. I want you to take a listen, and then we're going to talk about it. And I also want you to weigh in, because Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul, who's really like an online influencer, internet sensation. He was, you know, did all the YouTube channels. He used to do pranks and all this other stuff. He has a brother, Logan Paul. And they're pretty popular. But I would say he's in his, what, mid-20s, Jake Paul? And then Mike Tyson's about 58, 59 years old. So there's people online saying, look, no matter how great a shape Mike Tyson's in, you know, age is a factor when you're, you know, in the boxing ring. Now, I've never been in a boxing ring, and I don't know if that's a factor, but I look at it. I'm just going to tell you how I feel. I look at it and I say, it's still Mike Tyson. And you know me, I'm not very... I say whatever on X. If you follow me on Twitter/X, you know, God be with you. I know I say the craziest stuff. But I said to Matt Walsh, because he was saying that Jake Paul is going to win hands down. And there were some people saying, no, no, not true. If Mike Tyson could knock Jake Paul out within the first two rounds, it's a Mike Tyson win. They were saying, you know, when it starts to get lengthy, right, if they're like in round 9 or 10, they believe Jake Paul is going to finish him off. Because, you know, at that point, it's just, you know, age is a factor. But I look at it as, and this is what I commented. I said, you know, yes, he's almost 60. But I don't know how often anybody hangs out in Baltimore City. But if you ever see, like, a 60-year-old, like, on PCP, right, on some kind of drug, where they have like Superman strength. I said, that's Mike Tyson. The only difference is he doesn't need the PCP, right? Like, he's like, that's him as a person, right? He doesn't need the drug. He's literally that guy. Like, I could see him, you know, jumping off the roof of a house and still jogging down the street. Like, I could see that for him. He's crazy. He's legit crazy. He bit off, whose ear did he bite off? Evander Holyfield. Just part of it. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Like, when somebody is that crazy, you're in for it. Okay? Because that person, extremely, they're hungry, they're driven. And if you've seen the interviews with Mike Tyson speaking to other reporters, you will see he tells them all the time, I'm winning this thing. There's no doubt in my mind. And I don't doubt him. I do want you to hear this one interview. This one interview with this little girl. Bless her heart. Take a listen.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the hell cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who the fuck cares?
And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
I'm sorry. You know, what's so crazy is, you know, her mom was probably like 5 feet away, right? You know she's behind the other side of the camera. And she was probably just on pins and needles watching as her 12-year-old, you know, and she did a great job, to be honest. Could you imagine receiving that answer? What do you want your legacy to be? Mike Tyson said, what? I'm just passing through. I'm going to die. This is what I'm talking about. Imagine saying all that to a kid, right? He's a different breed. I think he's going to win this fight. I really do. He's not normal. He's not. I got some texts coming in here. You got to tell me, who's winning tonight, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Todd says, Kim, I'm all for Tyson, but I'm not looking forward to getting all settled in to watch the fight, only for it to be over within a minute. That comes in from Todd. Todd, you know, I'm with you on that, but I do agree with some of the people online saying if Mike Tyson's going to win, it's got to be quick. It's got to be quick because age is a factor. Age is a factor. And so, you know, yes, he's approaching 60. Now, I've seen some really great shape, those that are in great shape that are 60 years old. But when you're fighting and you're on round 5, 6, 7, 8, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Now, if you missed the weigh-in yesterday, Mike Tyson went in. Jake Paul said something to him. I couldn't make it out. Some people were guessing what he said. But Mike Tyson, he walks across the stage. Jake Paul says something immediately, and Mike Tyson just slaps him in the face. Slaps him in the face. Just, like, doesn't say a word. And it was literally, Jake Paul opened his mouth. You could see him say something, but you couldn't really hear what it was. So people were trying to guess what it was. But he slapped him, and Jake Paul did not hit him back. I thought that was interesting, but he didn't hit him back. But even the slap, it didn't really move Jake Paul's jaw. Now, I don't think Mike Tyson gave him a full force slap, but I did notice that Jake Paul didn't flinch. And it was very unexpected. So I don't know. It's going to be a good fight. Tom in White Marsh. Tom, what do you think? You got Tyson or Jake Paul?
Hey, Kim. How you doing? I think Tyson. Jake Paul has never been hit by somebody like Tyson before. And you saw Tyson's weigh-in. He's in pretty good shape for a man of his age. And you know Jake's going to try to wear him out. Well, Tyson ain't going to let that happen. He's going to hit him hard and fast. I don't think it's going to go two rounds.
Oh, really? So you got it going down in two rounds?
Yep, I think Tyson's going to win it in two rounds.
Yeah. Tom, see, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much.
My wife and I were cracking up last night with that interview that Tyson had with that little girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you saw it, too. I felt so bad for her, but at the same time, it was hilarious.
We were in shock. We're like, that poor girl's going to need therapy after this.
Yes. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was shocking. That was shocking. And, of course, like I said, the rapper 50 Cent, he's the one that posted it online. And he goes, come on, Mike, you're scaring the kids. That poor little girl. But you know what? I bet her career takes off. Because the way she handled herself, I mean, I don't know many adults that would have been able to handle themselves that way. She did a great job. Fantastic. I got Nick and Haverty Grace. Nick, you got Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Oh, Mike Tyson for sure.
For sure. Why do you say for sure?
I grew up with Mike Tyson. Never missed one of his fights ever. Except I was very disappointed in the Buster Douglas fight. Very disappointed. He should have won that.
Okay.
And Jake Paul is just all showboat. You know, he's all internet showboat.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Nick. Because there are a lot of people thinking or believing that Jake Paul is setting some of these fights up. And that's why he continues to win. Do you think he's a really good, credible fighter and that, you know, some of these are legit? Or do you think that some of these are kind of a setup where they're doing like a payout situation?
I think it's all about money. I think he's a joke. I think Mike Tyson's going to knock him out. I think it's going to take three or four rounds. He's going to be patient and he's going to kill him in the body, just like he always does, and finish him off with a left uppercut.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we'll have to watch and see.
Hey, one more thing, Kim. Love your show. Glad you're back. You know how Trump was talking about cutting taxes on Social Security?
Yes.
How about cutting taxes on bonuses?
Oh, that would be nice, right? Because, yes, they're talking about Social Security tips. Bonuses would be nice, too.
Oh, my God, 50%? You get a $10,000 bonus, you only get $5,000 out of it. Why? Unearned income? If you didn't earn it, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, Nick, you know what? We got to post that, and we got to get that out there. We got to get it into the atmosphere.
See if you can't talk about that. Ask some questions to some people.
That's a good idea, Nick. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kim. Love you.
Love you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. See, this is why I love taking audience calls. This is the best thing ever. This is our show, okay? And yes, it's called Kim Klasick Live, but it's like our show. That's a good question. Can we get the taxes taken off of bonuses? They do have a whole list of things that they want to remove the taxes on. One of those being tips. I would think that bonuses also, as Nick pointed out, Social Security. There's like a whole list out there. That's a good question. All right, this is a question we need to ask. Well, we will watch the fight tonight. I don't know if I'll get to watch it. It's on Netflix, isn't it? Yeah, I don't have Netflix. I do not have Netflix. Which, of course, my daughter tells me I'm old and I'm not cool and I don't have I don't have Netflix. I don't have Disney Plus. I don't have any of those things. And she's upset about that. But I think she'll live. I think she'll be fine. But hopefully I can at least see some of the clips on social media. Usually people post it almost immediately. So we'll see what happens. But I have to agree with a lot of the callers here. I think it's going to be a quick fight. I think Mike Tyson is going to win it. And if it gets past like the fourth round, I'm going to say it's going to be Jake Paul. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to Mike Tyson right now. All right, coming up next, we have so much to discuss. We're going to go over to Harford County, talk about what's going on over there. Also, The View. Yes, The View. They must be hemorrhaging viewers, just like CNN and MSNBC after Election Day, because now The View is talking about looking for an addition to their panel, their lineup. We'll talk about that and more coming up next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates. There's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday. Talking about a lot today, and we were talking about the big fight tonight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I know, not politics, but we're going to get back to politics in a second. But many people in the text line are saying they have Mike Tyson as well. And Anthony says, Kim, I know what Mike Tyson said to that young girl. It sounded quite frightening, but there was actually quite a bit of depth there. Yeah, no, I agree. Because she was asking about, you know, what legacy do you want to leave behind? He's like, what? You know, my kids might remember me, but why do I care about who else remembers me and how they remember me? Which is true. Honestly, he's like, look, I'll be dead. Why do I care? And just, it was such a real answer. But I guess when I see, you know, because sometimes they do have where kids will come out and ask, you know, athletes questions and they'll, you know, let them do all this stuff or they'll have them on the red carpet asking celebrity stuff. And it's so cute. You never see anybody respond like that, right? You don't see them giving the kid a dose of reality quite like that. So it was a little shocking, but it was funny. And like I said, the young girl did such a good job with the answer. She really did. All right. I did want to just mention here The View, which I know many of you don't watch. And I don't really watch it either. People will post clips on X or Facebook because they say such outrageous liberal things. And it's not even like, I don't even look at them as normal, right? Because I have friends that are Democrats and we have conversation. And you know, everybody uses logic and common sense. And then you have these people that are so far left, you look at them like they're crazy, right? Like they have two heads. That's how I see the women on The View. Now, what's interesting about it is they're now saying that they want to include a quote-unquote conservative voice. But for years, they've been telling us that Anna Navarro is the conservative voice. Now, Anna Navarro, we played her clip earlier this week where she was talking about mass deportations and how awful it is and, you know, how they're going to be deporting grandmas and grandpas and, you know, almost, you know, breaking down in tears while she was talking about it. And then she tried to say that people didn't think that Trump was serious. Many of us knew he was dead serious. That's why we voted for him. And so when she talked about it, the audience literally went, it was like you could hear a pin drop. There was nothing but silence after she went on her huge rant about mass deportation and how awful it is. Well, nobody in the audience said a word after. Because I'm pretty sure at least 70% of that audience was to see mass deportations as well. And that was something that was very obvious in the polls. It didn't matter which party you were affiliated with. You are sick of the open border and you are sick of the illegal immigrants on the streets and using tax dollars to stay in hotels and to eat. And that's what everybody agreed on. And so now The View is saying, well, we've got to even out the panel here. We've got to get a conservative voice. First and foremost, thank you for admitting that Anna Navarro was never a conservative voice. Thank you. I don't want to skip over that. Many of us have been saying this for years. Now, Alyssa Farga, is that how I say it? If I'm saying it right, Alyssa Farah? God darn it. Is that how you say it? Ah, Look, Brian, the producer's like, how the heck should I know? Well, Alyssa used to be in the Trump administration. And after January 6th, she went fully anti-Trump. And I know there were a lot of people that felt the same way. I had friends that were in the administration, like Jerron Smith, still a friend of mine. But after January 6th, he said, I had enough. I'm done. And so a lot of people will not be coming back to this administration here in 2024 because they all, like, jumped ship after January 6th. And that's their prerogative. Well, they brought Alyssa on, and they pretended that she was a conservative voice. But she spent the entire time basically trashing President Trump and everybody that worked in the administration. And so, it wasn't a conservative voice. It was not. Because even those that are Republicans today, if you were a conservative voice, you could possibly not like President Trump, but you would understand that his policies are exactly what most Republicans want to see. But she could never get that far. So Alyssa would still be on the other side of things, agreeing with Whoopi Goldberg and everybody else. And I would sit there watching like, okay, what is this? What is this? It's The View. It's one view only. It's one view only. Well, anyways, they're looking for a conservative voice. And I was trying to think to myself, you know, who could be a good voice? Now, Kayleigh McEnany, as far as I know she's at Fox News. But as far as I know, she's not going back into this administration. I don't know what her Fox News contract looks like. But I could see her politely being the conservative voice. I wonder if they would consider Tommy Lahren. I like Tommy. And Tommy isn't all in on President Trump. She's kind of, you know, down the middle on some of the things that he says. I could see her doing a great job. And she's drop-dead gorgeous. And I don't know if anybody, if you ever see Tommy Lahren in person, she's pretty online. But I met her at CPAC. She almost doesn't look real. She's so pretty. It's crazy. She's gorgeous. So I think she would do a great job. There were some people saying Candace Owens. A little side note, I would not watch, but some people like her. I don't know if that would even work well because I can just see her screaming over everybody. But you never know. That could be something that gets more viewers. Because if they're losing viewership, they've got to bring in somebody that would get the viewers. And I was just trying to, you know, brainstorm within myself and trying to think who could actually, who wouldn't be intimidated on the panel and who would remain someone that would continue with their stances as a Republican. And I saw as soon as Alyssa got on the show, I thought she would still be a conservative voice. But you could tell she was agreeing with Whoopi and Sonny. And I think it's because she felt intimidated. Right? It would be like 5-on-1, and I think it was hard for her to stand her own. So you got to get somebody that can stand tall and wouldn't be a coward about it. Well, anyways, we'll continue to watch and see. Hopefully they get somebody that's good. Hopefully they do. All right. We're going to continue on. Again, Harford County, you're coming up next. Apparently there was a county councilman that's been removed. A little bit of fraud and theft going on. We'll discuss that more.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump continues to reveal his latest cabinet nominees and appointees for key positions. He's chosen North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in line for Health and Human Services Secretary, pending Senate confirmation, and former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins tapped to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs. Though it's been slow going because of the rocky, mountainous terrain and very dry conditions, firefighters making progress, knocking down the Jennings Creek wildfire along the New York, New Jersey border. The trial of illegal alien Jose Ibarra is underway today in Athens, Georgia. He's charged in the brutal killing of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 221 points, the Nasdaq off 350 points. More details at srnnews.com.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And, of course, ceramic paint coatings will make make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So here's where we're at. Steelers are 7-2, Ravens are 7-3. Ravens lead the league in points, Steelers defense number 2 in the league in points allowed. Comments from two Ravens who've been on both sidelines.
Obviously, every game is big, but, you know, AFC North football, two teams that have a pretty decent, even record. It's about to be a really good, fun rivalry game this Sunday.
That's Ravens defensive back Arthur Millett. Now here's wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
Being back in that stadium where it all started, you know, it's going to be different. I actually never been in a away locker room.
Ravens very aware of Russell Wilson and the long ball this weekend, says Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
It's one thing to give up 9-yard completions, 7-yard completions on check down and low routes and go tackle them. It's another thing even to hit a sail route or an in-breaking route and tackle it. But to not tackle it or to let it get behind us, those are just things that are just below the line. Those are not okay.
Ravens are 3-point favorites, and if it comes down to the kickers, keep this in mind. Justin Tucker is 28 for 29 career in Pittsburgh. And Chris Boswell at 94.5% is the league's number one kicker over the last 2 years. And finally, Sage Steele's back in the news. The former Comcast Sportsnet and ESPN sportscaster denying rumors that she could be in line to join President Trump's cabinet as White House press secretary. Borrowing a phrase that Trump coined, Steele on X called it fake news. And that is Stein on Sports.
We've got lots of clouds this morning, but there's no rain today and there's no rain through the weekend. In fact, this dry weather pattern holds until early next week. We'll get a break in the clouds later on today. And the temperatures warming up a little bit. 56 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. A mild day, 62. Sunday, 64 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say the keywords switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
How much could your business save with BGE's energy efficiency upgrades up to 75%? Yes, 75% for savings so big your CFO will do a happy dance. Get started at BGESmartEnergy.com/radio.
Get informed opinions on important issues to you. Weekdays on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 6 a.m. Rob Carson at noon and Sean Hannity at 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, I don't want to keep going over this, but there's so many people weighing in on the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. There are some people weighing in saying it's going to be Jake Paul. Our social media guru, Jonathan, just stopped me in the hallway. He said it's going to be Jake Paul. I'm like, what? No! It's Mike Tyson all the way. All right, we're also talking about The View. Don't forget, they're going to be looking for a conservative voice. In the text line, texters are asking, I wonder if it could be Larry Hogan. I think they're looking for another female. I could be wrong. But I would almost, yes. I would say it has to be a female. It would have to be. I couldn't see Larry Hogan taking that spot. But you never know. Looks like I've got my friend Sophia on the line. Hey, Sophia, how are you?
Hi. Listen, I would love for Trump to have Carrie Lake as press secretary. She was a former reporter, and she doesn't take any crap, just like Sarah and just like Kaylee. They were all... They knew their stuff, and they threw it right back at him.
Well, Sophia, that's a good idea. Well, let me ask you this. What about Carrie Lake on The View?
I would not, definitely do not want her to lower herself within Vipers. No way.
Yeah, no, that's actually, yeah, she's got to have some dignity there. Sophia, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. You know what? For press secretary, Carrie Lake would be great. She obviously would. But she would set those women on The View very, very much so straight. She would. She would not back down. But that is what you need for a press secretary as well. And, you know, as we had the delegate call in earlier, she pointed out, we got to make sure that we also have those in Congress that are also just as tough. Because I see, you know, President Trump is plucking a lot of our really strong soldiers and putting them in the cabinet. But I also want to make sure that we do have what we need, you know, in those House Judiciary Committees, you know, making sure that we're really, you know, going forth with a lot of the investigations. So, interesting. Very interesting. Carrie Lake is a press secretary. I like it. I do like it. All right. I wanted to take you guys out to Harford County because I saw this story. And you might have seen it also. Dion Guthrie, a councilman in Harford County. And I'm familiar with his name only, I guess, because he's been there for so long. Obviously, I'm not in Harford County often. I'm not going to pretend like I know a ton about Harford County politics because I don't. But the story came out yesterday, and you can see it anywhere right now. It's on WCBM.com. It's also on Fox 45. But here it says, Harford County Councilman Dion Guthrie on Thursday pleaded no contest to stealing funds from the union local he led for more than 50 years. Guthrie, an 86-year-old Democrat who represented District A, accepted responsibility for a single felony theft charge by entering a nolo contendere plea in Baltimore County Circuit Court, acknowledging prosecutors had sufficient evidence to convict him without admitting guilt. The plea meant that he is going to lose his council seat. Now, citing the state constitution, which requires the removal of elected officials who are convicted of felonies or who pled nolo, the Harford County Council said in a statement Thursday afternoon that Guthrie was removed from office. His seat is now considered vacant. All right, so now they're going to have to try to fill that seat. Here's the thing. First of all, I thought Democrats loved the unions. But secondly, let this be a lesson to many individuals in office today. I'm not going to say any names. Cough, cough, Johnny Oshesky. I'm not going to say any names, but what I will say is this. The things that you do in the dark will definitely at some point come to light. Now, if Guthrie spent 50 years stealing from this union, shame on you. Shame on you for doing it for 1 year, right? Shame on you. But he obviously thought that he was going to get away with this for a lifetime. Well, the one thing we don't need in elected office are thieves. We don't need thieves. We already have people, politicians, that do not listen to us, that do not care about our concerns. But we see this often. And I do hope, because we've been talking about Trump's administration all week, I do hope that safeguards are put in place. So when it comes to trading stock and all these other things, I hope that comes to an end. There are people that are enriching themselves by running for political office and staying in political office because, of course, financially it's beneficial. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. And I think we saw back in 2016, remember, President Trump, as soon as he got there, he booted out a lot of those lobbyists and said, yeah, not on my watch. Not on my watch. All these special interest groups, that's how we got the Inflation Reduction Act. All those special interest groups that want to make all this money off of climate change. Enough. We have real things that we need to fund with our tax dollars. I've had enough. And like I said before, when he goes after those drug cartels, boy, oh boy, that is going to open a can of worms. You know, there are many nonprofits that work at the southern border that help a lot of these illegal immigrants crossing. I would love to know who's funding a lot of those nonprofits. It better not be federal funds. I know that, but I'm pretty sure some of them do receive federal funds. But I would love to know who's funding them, who's behind it. Are they connected to the DNC? Are they also people that fund some of these candidates that run for office? A whole lot is going to come out of this. And that's why Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, being in this Department of Efficiency now, that's why all of this is extremely important. For President Trump to do the job that he says that he's going to do when it comes to mass deportations, when it comes to cutting reckless spending, he needs people in place to make sure we go after every single person involved. Because if not, the culture there is going to continue. and we're going to continue to see the wasting of our tax dollars. So again, shame on the councilman in Harford County, Mr. Dion Guthrie. Shame on you, sir. And it wasn't small like chump change either. Thousands of dollars over time. Thousands. And here, you're supposed to be supporting the union. Shame, 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 shame. Looks like I've got some people on the phone lines here. I got Walt and Arnold. Walt, you wanted to weigh in about Trump's cabinet? Hello, Walt? All right. I do not hear Walt. Well, if you want to come back, you can. Also got some text in the text line here. Of course, we've got people asking, what about Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro on The View? Charlie Kirk, I would almost say that they probably wouldn't even pay him enough. You know what? Ben Shapiro as well. I don't think people realize how much money. We can do a whole show on that, actually. Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro make a lot of money. Right? Did I say it like Trump? Did I do a good job? A lot of money. I doubt ABC could pay them for their time. They do. They make a ton of money. Now, I'm not saying that it's not worth it. I think what Charlie Kirk has done with Turning Point is huge. I think what Ben Shapiro has done with Daily Wire is huge. Many people listen to, whether it's Matt Walsh, whether it's Ben himself or Michael Knowles. Like, you know, I think that they have flipped a lot of voters, especially a lot of young people. And Turning Point, my goodness, the fact that they're at all these universities across the country, getting young people more involved in politics and on the right side of things. I mean, there's no price point you can put on that. You know, that's priceless. We need that next generation of leaders. And I think I talk about it often. You know, what they're doing with Turning Point, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So I would never sit there and count Charlie Kirk's, you know, coins coming in. I wouldn't do it. All I'm saying is I don't think ABC can afford him, though he would not back down, and it would be very entertaining if he was there. Ben Shapiro, also entertaining. You know what? He's so smart. It would probably make them look really bad. I don't even think they would go that direction. I got another text here from Jeff. It says, for me to watch The View, you'd have to lose three of the current hosts. I don't care which three you replace with the two conservative women and one libertarian woman. In my opinion, that would balance it out and make it worthwhile. Of course, I know that woke ABC would never go for that. Yeah, Jeff, you know, they're not going to do that at all. But It's wishful thinking, you know. We could think that maybe possibly if they really want their viewership to go up, they would get people on there that do have, you know, just a different view, since it is called The View. But we shall see. We'll continue to watch and see. I'm pretty sure there'll be some announcements coming up. Walt, you called me back. Walt and Arnold. Walt, you want to talk about the cabinet?
Yes, well, not exactly full cabinet, but there are two places. One, the cabinet for Department of Labor is one of our very own people. So there go, I go brain dead again. Mike Rowe. If anybody knows anything about the workforce, Mike does. And the second one would be Gary Sinise, for the head of the Veterans Administration. Gary, also known as Lieutenant Dan, has had one incredible dedication to his veterans. And those are the points I'd like to make.
Well, Walt, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for calling in. Mike Rowe, I had the pleasure of meeting him myself. Very smart, and yes, he knows all about the labor force. Would he want the job, I guess, would be the question, right? That's another thing. A lot of these positions that we're talking about, it's your whole life. It's your whole life. And Kayleigh McEnany, she talked about when she was press secretary after the fact, and remember she had a baby towards the end of the administration there, but she said she would basically be up by 4 a.m., and by the time her day was done, it was like 10 p.m., and she would still receive text messages, sometimes even from the president after that. So, you know, that's your entire life. There were some people floating around the name of his lawyer. What's her name? Alina Haba. She was with him in New York, some of those cases there. I think she is a no-nonsense person, but she's already said that she doesn't want the job. And I would think it's because of how demanding it is. And you give your entire life with that. And like Sophia said, Carrie Lake would be great. Carrie Lake also, you know, I'm sure her family would move to D.C., but, you know, as a mom, I can only imagine, you know, how difficult that would be. And then trying to make sure you keep your marriage intact, that's hard, too. That's extremely difficult. We talked about that previously and how a lot of people end up getting a divorce when they go to Capitol Hill just because it's so hard to maintain. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. They're there all the time. We talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. A lot of people had a lot to say when, you know, she was divorcing her husband. Lauren Boebert, remember, that came out very public. He ended up cheating on her. You know, first of all, what a dirtbag. But secondly, you know, he even admitted, you know, she was never home. She was gone. She was in D.C. But there was many more. And it's tough. You know, it is tough. So it's got to be people that are willing to put it all out there. And it's even more grueling, I will say, than running for office, I'm sure, being in that cabinet. Let's see. I've got George and Glenn Burney. George, you wanted to weigh in?
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes. Hello. This is George. I wanted to tell you, Kim, that I am deeply concerned about, and I'm sure this has been expressed many times before, so I'm not bringing up anything new. I am deeply concerned about some of these picks that Trump is tapping into his razor-thin majority in Congress. That deeply troubles me. And so I look at the constituencies that are represented. So listening to Fox News, I find out that the governor of a state cannot appoint to the House temporarily. It has to be a special election.
Right.
So in the case of Matt Gaetz, well, Matt Gaetz is probably pretty safe. The other guy that's the national security advisor, he's probably from a red district, so that's probably okay. They're from Florida. They are, you know, chances of them being filled by a Republican and preserve are probably okay. Now, Elise Stefanik in New York, yeah, but Kathy Hochul's a Democrat. And they say Elise Stefanik. So I am just troubled that Trump is really taking a crapshoot, and he's going to shoot himself in the foot. He gets a quality candidate, but he's going to destroy his majority in Congress. And he needs those people voting for his agenda. I'll end with that.
All right. Well, George, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. And these are great concerns that I'm pretty sure many people have. I was over here as George was speaking. I was looking at some of the districts. And Mike Waltz, as he was saying, he is in a very red district. You'll still get somebody there from the Republican Party. But, you know, even my concern, George, if you're still listening, my concern was the fact that we might end up with not so America First people that are elected. Because, again, if you have a special election, it's going to go very quickly. And if it's a name or somebody that, you know, that steps up that people aren't too familiar with, they could brand themselves as America First. But that doesn't necessarily mean they are America First. So, George, I can see how you feel this way. When it comes to Elise Stefanik in her district, just so you know, she won with 62.2% of the vote. The Democrat Paula Collins had 37.8%. So that's a pretty safe district. Elise is going to go to the UN, and that's District 21. Now, I'm almost certain she probably knows exactly ask to run in her seat. Like I said, she's just on it. I also have a caller here, Sandy in Eldersburg. Sandy, you want to weigh in on The View?
Sure. I think Sage Steele would be perfect for The View.
Oh, there you go. There you look at you, Sandy, saving the day. You're right about that. I didn't even think about it. Sage Steele, who was at ESPN, she would be great. Also gorgeous, also stands in her beliefs.
Yeah, she can stand up to them. And I think she would be a challenge. I think
yeah.
She'd be great.
Yes. Sandy, yep. you just solved it. Well, there you go.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Have a great weekend. Well, there it is. Sage Steele. Sage Steele would be great. And you know what? She was touring around with Lara Trump. She was helping out with the RNC. Now, I know she did recently sign to Bill Maher's network, and that's why she's got that podcast. He's got a bunch of podcasts now under his name. But could she leave Bill Maher for ABC? Absolutely. I mean, it's he just has a startup. I guarantee you ABC would pay her more. Guarantee it. Well, there you go. All right, let's all do that. Sage Steele. You know what? Let's call him today. All right, coming up next, got a couple things to talk about. Before the end of the show, I do want to talk about the shooting at Royal Farms that happened. And also, if you missed it, the board members are stepping down over at BOPA in Baltimore City. I'm actually shocked. The liberal arts majors, they could not figure out the budget. How shocking is that? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
What do you learn more from, defeats or victories? Well, of course, it's defeats. You need to learn why you lost, what you were tone deaf to, because right now you're not getting it. And as far as I'm concerned, don't get it, because you are going to fail forever. Go with America being sexist and racist. That's why they didn't vote for Kamala. And go for the inflation is high because of greedy grocery. Go with that, and you will never be in power again.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There are people, believe it or not, still weighing in on the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. It looks like, overwhelmingly, from the text messages, people want to see Mike Tyson win this thing. And I think he will. I think he's just that crazy. He really is. I mean, do you remember growing up as a young child? And look, kids got in fights in the neighborhood all the time. I mean, it was a thing. People, like, you know, trying to assert their dominance, saying, you know, I'm the head of the group. I'm the one in charge. The kids, you know, pushing and shoving each other. And sometimes there were crazy kids. And you knew not to fight them. Because they were downright crazy. And you didn't know what they were going to do. And you knew that they probably wouldn't even stop. Okay? So, I don't know. I got my money on Mike Tyson. I really do. Also, I just wanted to note, and I put a note here, all those that were so kind to have a large Kim Klasick for Congress sign in their yard, whether it was your personal yard or your business, all of those will be picked up and collected this weekend. And again, I appreciate everybody that did so. We'll get over there and get the frames down and everything. And I appreciate Neil. Neil, shout out to you. Thank you so much for putting so many of them up. And also Ziggy. Thank you also for putting so many of those up. And also Dave. Dave, thank you as well for putting so many up. You know, we got lots of signs out there. And like I said, there were so many of you that put your businesses on the line and really just put your name on the line in general by supporting me. I had one business owner that told me she lost a couple of customers because she had a 4x8 Kim Klasick sign in front of her business. And it's sad that it has to come to that. And that usually only happens on one side of the aisle, if you ever notice. But hopefully people understand that, you know, even those that are in business, they might have a different view than you do, but they still serve you and your families just the same. They don't really care about which way you are in the political spectrum. And I don't know why other people would feel the same way, but unfortunately they do. They absolutely do. Also, I wanted to mention, if you're watching some of the the memes that are online these days. I probably should not be laughing at all, but I have to say that I did laugh. I did laugh because there are people now posting all these memes of real life ICE agents, right? It's real people. And what they're doing is they're, I guess you could say, photoshopping in the cartoon character Dora the Explorer. I should not be laughing. I'm not a good person. I should not be laughing at this. But there are memes out there with ICE agents taking away Dora the Explorer. And I don't know who came up with this. This is why the internet is undefeated. But they have some of these memes where it's like real life ICE agents carrying out a person, but they Photoshop Dora the Explorer in as, you know, for the person. So here she is, this cartoon character. And there are all these people commenting on it. And they're like, you know, there's people saying, don't forget her cousin Diego. All I know is this is going to be huge, because I know that this is the first thing President Trump wants to do once he's sworn in. And I know Tom Homan is talking about how the first thing he's going to do is round people up to deport them. And there are going to be so many people that fight back against this, especially people like Attorney General Anthony Brown, where I have a feeling, this is just me, you know, calling it how I see it, I have a feeling that there is going to be some serious divisiveness around this entire situation with illegal immigration. And so I want to caution people. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because there are people that stand strongly on either side. And I just want to make sure that we all approach this like adults, and we just make sure people understand that illegal immigration isn't beneficial for anyone, right? Those have to live in hiding. They don't make a living wage because they're living in hiding. Just think about how much better their lives will be if they come here through the legal process. So I just wanted to say that. Also, just wanted to mention at the end of the show here, the shooting by Loyola University in broad daylight, 3 o'clock at Royal Farms. Again, just more crime and violence. But we're told it's going down. That's what they tell us all the time. So, of course, we'll continue to watch all weekend long. We get back on Monday. We'll talk about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight for sure. And I'm sure we'll see more cabinet picks from President Trump. We'll talk about those as well. Enjoy the weekend. It's supposed to be great weather. Brian, thank you as always for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.